is it?
Mitch is infecting us all.
It's not true.
Mitch is so sad that today is my last day that she has decided to get very sick.
Very sick. And she decided to still come to work, so...
Because I'm a trooper.
Can't wait till Monday.
Oh. Can't wait. Sounds like two bad decisions in a row.
Monday is the day where it's just you and me, because this guy is going back to Nashville.
Oh.
And we're both going to be sick because you decided
to
be selfish.
No, just you, but you'll show up.
Even though I had another extra host, you could have stayed in bed all day and gotten over it over the weekend, but instead you're like...
Yeah, here it is. I'm giving it all to you guys.
So...
I wonder if it is contagious, though.
It's not.
Yeah, where did you get it?
I would prefer to not get sick. I'm going to just throw that out there.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you're here.
Yeah, me too.
See? See, that's what I'm thinking. And one time, see, I contemplated not showing up today. Mm. And then I thought back to that day when Steve-O showed up to work. And he was like, save it for radio. And I was like, okay. And then we got on air and he was like, I'm sick. I feel awful. I've been up all night. And I was like, wait, seriously?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I showed up to work. I was just nice enough to tell you before we got on air.
Got it.
So that's why I'm here.
Was what you had possibly contagious?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it.
I don't like taking sick days.
Me either.
I hate sick days. She's just following the example given by her leader.
Ah, that's
my leader.
Very true.
Take me to
All right. Touche.
It's true.
I don't like taking sick days.
Neither do I.
I really don't.
I also don't think I have any more left. So there's that.
Yeah. I like taking sick days and just getting to do things. I don't like taking sick days and wasting it in bed.
Oh, that's how I feel. If I'm going to take a sick day, I'm going to call in and lie to them.
Got it. I think you just told everybody your plan, but it sounds cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to lie. You can just say you're
just
taking
kidding.
A personal
well,
lie. You
no,
can
you're
Christian
right.
lie. It's called a fib.
Oh, man.
No, I wouldn't lie. I just tell them the truth. However, I did work at a job where if you weren't sick, then you weren't allowed to take a sick day. And so it was equal.
I know that job.
Some fibbing.
Static.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
Good morning.
I'm fantastic.
Dude. Absolutely.
I'm
wonderful.
Great. Steve-O's great. Mitch is sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, not feeling well.
Yeah. It's okay.
Hey, Fun Joke Friday.
Yeah. Fun Joke Friday.
And you have a joke?
I sure do.
Let's hear this.
So, you know, God doesn't want us to be lazy. He talks about that in Revelation.
Right.
You know? Otherwise, we get spewed out of his mouth.
Right.
So what was the name of Luke Skywalker's lazy brother? Warm Skywalker.
I love it.
I get it. I get it.
He hung up.
Out!
Hey, I have a fun joke Friday, but I'm not saying it right now.
All right. It is Friday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Hey, it's Friday, and everybody's like, it is Friday.
/ Fun Joke Friday.
We need to be having the best day of the world right now.
Best day of the world. Static!
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Good morning.
Welcome to the best day of the world.
I just wanted to be the first to say on this last day with Matthew how much I enjoyed having him here.
Thank you.
Me too.
And and to say I hope that you come back to our city again. It's been a pleasure having you. So
yeah,
come back. Especially come back during a balloon fiesta.
That's
awesome.
What I keep saying.
It's awesome.
It's wonderful.
And it's especially unique to us.
Yeah. True story.
And Michelle,
yes.
I'm really glad that you're back.
Aw, me too.
I missed you when you were gone, especially your wonderful laugh.
Aw, thanks.
And Steve-O?
Yeah.
Try to behave.
I'll try.
Love y'all.
Love you too.
Love you.
I'm pretty sure I recognize that voice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
Who was it?
I'm not telling you on air.
Oh, okay.
Later.
Okay,
tell you later.
That's fine. I'll tell you guys later after I throw up.
After I go throw up everywhere.
So,
all over the studio.
You came to work. Yep. Not feeling well.
Yeah, I think I have a fever. Can you check?
Is it going to be weird if we're both just over here?
Hey,
I need to know if I have a fever.
You know, I'm not touching you.
Yeah. No, don't want it.
How do I know?
My wife is at home sick as well right now.
Oh, why?
Yeah. She got it from the daycare of Awesome that she runs.
Do you still get sick? Because I know that when I worked at a daycare... Uh-huh. I got sick for the first year with like every week sick.
Right.
And I dealt with it. I just kept going to work because I knew it was inevitable. Then I kind of got immune to it all. And then I got married and my husband was sick for the next year, year and a half, and I couldn't figure out why for a while. And then I was like, oh, it's because all of that is just going to him now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's...
Interesting.
He's, yeah.
I get sick if she gets sick. Like, if she comes home sick, then obviously I'll end up getting sick.
So are you going to be getting...
Probably.
Are you gonna get sick? Okay, cool. So you
not.
Can't blame that on
I've
me.
I've been staying away. I've
you
been
know
like,
who doesn't get sick? This guy.
Teo.
I don't get sick because I mentally conquer it.
That's right.
I'm trying that
I
right
say,
now.
No sickness.
We've been
that's what I said
out.
All night.
We ate bananas this
no.
morning.
Yeah, we have our
We've been drinking
calcium
a lot of
intake.
Water.
I need water.
We're prepared.
I need water and ginger.
We're prepared for you Friday.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
I can't sing along.
That's good. Steve-O, Mitch, and Mateo.
Mitch just told me she's dyeing her hair blonde.
Happy Friday.
That's not what I said. Happy Friday.
You're getting your hair did today?
I am.
She gave
what are you
her
doing?
You don't want to know. I'm shaving my head. Actually, that'd be kind of cool, but I'm not shaving my head.
I was going to say, that actually would be pretty interesting.
It'd probably make you feel better. Maybe you should do it.
Okay. That's not a bad... I saw a girl with a shaved head, and I
are
was like,
are you getting
I
all crazy with your
off.
Hair?
Yes, I am.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What's my favorite color?
Teal.
That's what I'm doing.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Aren't you a little bit impressed that I knew that your favorite color is teal?
Uh-huh.
My favorite color is clear.
Static.
Light tan.
Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Hola.
Hi.
Bye.
What dial?
Well.
505-338-3700 if you'd actually like to chime in and not just butt dial us.
Hey.
Huh?
What happened to the overturned fruit truck?
What?
It caused a big traffic jam.
Gosh.
What happened to the overturned fruit truck? It caused a big traffic jam.
Oh, like jelly. Okay.
Yeah.
It took me a minute. I really didn't get it.
I'll go ahead and tell you guys my fun joke.
Oh, part. Fun joke Friday.
What do you call it, Mitch? Mitch.
Yeah.
What do you call it when Batman skips church?
What?
Christian Bale. You're welcome. I will no longer be participating in Fun Joke Friday.
Did you make that up?
I read that yesterday somewhere and it made me laugh. So I thought I would save it. And now I'm
good.
Back to thinking that this segment is done.
This is the best segment in the entire world.
While you were gone, we found your Laffy Taffy wrappers.
Yeah, all of them. So that we could tell all the same jokes.
Yeah?
That we hear every Friday for Fun Joke Friday.
So funny.
Pretty much.
Like this joke. Hey, Mitch.
Yeah.
What's that on your... Hit your face.
Fun Joke Friday. Fun Joke Friday.
That's not funny.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Feel free to hashtag Fun Joke Friday, because it's Fun Joke Friday. I know.
Is.
That's how we do.
A stretch.
It is, however, 6:30. It's Friday. It's time for breaking news.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Customer Facebook shamed by restaurant.
What?
That's right. It's the breaking news that you need to know with me, Mateo, right now. Somebody got shamed by Facebook at a restaurant. No, wait. Somebody got Facebook shamed by a restaurant.
Okay.
Sorry, it's really confusing.
All right.
It's important. Earlier this week, I think we talked about somebody that got a... Did me and you talk about it?
I don't know.
Somebody didn't tip, and it was all over Twitter.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And that person
and
got
that,
fired.
They got fired.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody tried to shame a dude for not tipping them on Twitter, and they got fired for making it public.
Uh-oh.
But now, turning that on its head.
Okay.
This is the case of a restaurant Facebook shaming someone who deserved it. In Reno, of all places, who could imagine this happening in Reno? A restaurant shamed a diner for not paying his $100 tab.
$100 tab?
Yep.
Well,
heck yeah!
I'd be upset too.
A brew pub, they posted up a picture of the alleged bad customer and accused him of pulling similar tricks at other local places. Attention Reno, if you know or see this dude, please call the Reno Police Department at blank immediately and then remind him that his tab at blank, it's bleeping out the places.
Okay.
Is still waiting to be paid. And his tab at this other place, and his tab at this other place,
wow.
And his tab at this other place, and his tab at many other fine establishments. And while you're at it, could you tell him that visiting restaurants or other places with your friends, running up a huge bill, roughing up servers, and then bailing is pretty uncool. Pathetic, really. Get a life, man.
Wow.
Yep. And once the post spread, the Reno newspaper got in touch with the guy.
No way!
Yep. And he said, I'm totally gonna pay. He says he just forgot to bring his money or his credit card. They're acting like I ran out of there. I was gonna go get my stuff and then come back and take care of my tab. Wow. He says he'll be asking his family to lend him funds so he can pay up.
Are you serious?
At the Brewpa. I am serious.
Which means he didn't really not have his stuff on him, because if he just didn't have his credit card on him, why couldn't he just pay it, right? But instead he has to ask his family for money?
Yeah, it says next time you forget, in quotation marks, talk to the manager, leave some sort of insurance like your license or your car keys, get the money, come back.
That happened yesterday. We were at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And we were getting groceries, and Mateo wanted cereal.
Yes.
And then realized he forgot his wallet.
Left it.
Oh,
so
no.
So as collateral,
mm-hmm.
I have given my wife to the Jeeters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until
it's pretty
I can
amazing.
Pay them back.
She'll be coming through town on Sunday, actually.
She doesn't
really
know, though.
Yeah. Expensive pair of...
It was one box of cereal, so it was about $3, and so we figured that's about 2 hours worth of work at the Jeeter household.
Yeah.
3 hours? You severely underpay.
Well, it's child labor, you know, because that's
is
who normally cleans.
Is she a
cleans.
Child?
No, that's who normally
no.
cleans. So Jack and
is
Luke.
Your wife a child?
So that's the
no.
Jeeter household wage.
You've met her.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but why is he paying child...
Because that's who normally cleans the house, and that's the agreement we agreed upon yesterday at the grocery store when Matt didn't have his wallet.
Wait, I think I'm getting gypped.
Mateo, you got gypped.
Oh,
you
no.
got ripped off.
Steve-O, you gypped me.
I did not gyp you. That's the going rate in New Mexico. You don't live here. Don't listen to her. She was in Mexico. She didn't know
you're
there
right.
was a pay decrease. Plus, wages have gone way down in
plus
New Mexico.
That's Mitch. I can't trust her.
Exactly.
She came in here sick.
Obviously.
Hey, this will interest
crazy
you.
Stuff.
This will interest you too. There's a new Doritos Locos Taco flavor coming
what?
Out August 27th.
Is it salsa verde?
They are not saying what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Except that they already have.
What is it?
I'm not saying.
Tell me.
They told everybody a while ago, 3 months ago, Taco Bell said the next flavor
gross.
Would be flame.
Boom!
But,
that's what I said.
But they're
that's
not telling
said.
Anybody.
I don't understand, because isn't flame just the really hot nacho cheesy one?
I don't want that.
Which is... Already
guys,
what they have.
I don't want food at all right now.
I gotta be honest.
Okay, let's
I don't ever
about
want
food.
That ever
want
anyways.
Food at all.
I think Mitch is about to throw up.
I don't
those
feel
tacos
so awesome.
Are pretty schnasty.
I don't
they're
okay.
disgusting.
I'm one of the few people
right.
in the existence of humanity that does not like Doritos at all.
And you've never even tried those tacos, have
no,
you?
No, gosh. No, and I want to. Cool Ranch Doritos are the bane of my existence.
Really?
Yes, because when I was a kid, I would go to the candy store, and everybody thought it was so cool to get Doritos, and I wanted to fit in. So I would try to eat them and end up wasting my money when I could have got Skittles or Sweet Tarts or something wonderful.
So you don't like Cool Ranch.
And then you know that smell at the candy store at
yo,
school.
Yeah.
It's the trash can. It's
yeah.
that sweet garbage smell, and there's bees everywhere.
Flies, you mean?
That's how you feel. No, bees. Bees. Did you guys not have...
Flies.
Well, you probably don't have bees out here, but in the South, the bees, they smell that sweetness, and they're like, oh, maybe this is nectar over here.
It's not.
Instead, I'm just going to sting this kid. Bam!
So,
Dave
like,
knows what I'm talking about.
Do you
about.
Like regular Doritos? Like
no,
nacho?
I don't like any of them. No. Gross.
Are you real?
I am far more real
okay.
than you will ever be, Mitch.
Okay.
What?
I'm real.
I don't know.
I'm real like J-Lo.
Wait.
She's definitely real.
J-Law or
her-
J-Lo?
Oh, man. You just talked about J-Law. Hang on.
J-Law.
I'm okay. I got a... Man, I got my celebrity
she's,
crush on that girl.
She's tall.
She's
I get
really
to
tall.
Have I have a celebrity crush on J-Law, and Don has a celebrity crush on Norman Reedus.
Which is
who the heck is that?
They're both to me really odd people.
Me too. I love J-Law.
Thank
Daryl
you.
Daryl from The Walking Dead is Norman Reedus.
Yeah.
Every girl in the world has a crush on him.
Not my wife.
What's with
nope.
that?
I don't understand.
Nope.
No.
I don't get that.
No, but I say every girl. I disinclude Christine me. Because I'm like, what? You guys just like his hair. Because his hair is always perfect in every episode of Walking Dead.
He has K-Max from the 90s hair. Mm. That's not perfect hair. What did you just his hair? What is wrong with you?
K-Max from the 90s.
And he has that automatic crossbow thingy. Yeah.
I just realized you both like archers.
Oh, snap.
Oh, my gosh. You both do.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's not them. It's the bow.
It's the bow.
It's the bow and arrows.
Oh, man.
All right. I think we have some more. Such as this terrible crime that happened in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. When a 12-year-old boy armed with a BB gun robbed a local lemonade stand.
What? That is so messed up.
That is so mean.
It was being run by a group of younger boys. A scuffle ensued, but the suspect still managed to make away with the money box containing $30. He was chased home by the victims while the police were alerted to the situation. You know that kid walked up and said, "Hey, what grade are you guys in?" And they were like, "We're in fourth grade." And he said, "I'm in sixth grade. Give me the money." And they said, "No, no." And he said, "Good thing I brought my BB gun." And they were like, "No, attack." And then he beat him up.
Yep.
And he took off. And he's like, "Yeah, $30. $30.
Ugh, I hope.
I feel like that's something that would have happened in my neighborhood growing up. We all had BB guns and lemonade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This awful.
Good grief.
Awful.
And just when you think it can't get any stranger.
Oh, no.
And you think, it's just the little kids.
Right.
It's just the little kids. Well, that kid sold $30. This guy got 30 days in jail for stealing Legos.
What?
That's messed up.
Thomas Langenbach, a former software company executive, reportedly living in a Silicon Valley home worth millions. He came up with a scheme to get Legos on sale. Police say he printed up his own barcode stickers that gave him hugely discounted prices. Then he walked into the store, put his own barcodes on the boxes, and headed to the checkout counter.
Wow.
For instance, he allegedly bought a $279 box of Millennium Falcon Legos for $49.
He's a genius!
And just a $90 Anakin Lego set for $35.
How did he get away with that?
He was arrested in May.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
He
did not.
Well, how did the cashier not see what
Dude, software executive in Silicon Valley, I'm willing to bet he had some sort of program that made it legit to where, boop, because they'd have to scan it.
And then it'd say the right thing.
And then it'd say the right thing.
Okay, he was facing 5 years in prison.
5 years in prison for Legos?
He took a plea bargain. He'll serve 30 days in county jail, 6 months in custody, and another 3 years probation.
Dude.
He sold many of his Legos on an eBay account that generated about $30,000.
Okay.
$30,000?
Now, that probably wasn't just the Legos, but he sold them on this account. So this man...
Okay, as much as he deserves justice...
No, he deserves justice... Don't side with him.
You are siding with him.
You're saying that he's genius.
We hear
or what?
It happening.
He's Lex Luthor.
But here's
Lex Luthor.
Okay. What
villains
about all those
villains?
People that recently killed people and then got away with it?
Oh my gosh! Did you just really say? Oh, he did wrong, but it wasn't as wrong as
no,
this.
No, I'm
so
just saying, if he's gonna get in trouble, how did these people not get in trouble?
Who are you, Dexter? What is wrong with you?
No, I'm not Dexter. I don't go kill people who deserve to be killed.
Get out of with the justice system. Who are you?
I'm sick right
Mitch,
now. I'm really
obviously,
sick.
Obviously. You go lie down.
I think your little sick thoughts are crazy.
Your sick thoughts are crazy.
I don't know what's going on.
But he was just stealing Legos. That's not as bad as that other murderer guy.
It's not as bad as that kid with
I'm
the BB
sorry.
Gun.
Let's go back to the podcast. I never said as bad at all.
He's getting jail time.
Good.
Richly deserved.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
However, so do other people.
Right.
And they deserve more time than that.
Thanks for listening in. It's my last day. Steve-O and Mitch and Mateo.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
On Static Radio.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome back.
Steve-O, Mitch, and Mateo.
I'm real sad today.
Why?
I'm leaving.
Oh. Yeah, but you're not leaving till Sunday, so I guess that's why I haven't thought about it yet.
Oh, you'll
I'm
think.
Trying really hard not to think.
You'll think about it.
You know who won't think about it?
Who?
Me.
Mitch, because she'll be throwing up.
I know.
I'll be so angry at
It's
you.
Hard to think about anything when you're throwing up.
Yeah.
I've tried to, like, change my focus while I was throwing up. It doesn't work. You're just like, bah!
It hurts to laugh.
You're like, I hate this. Oh,
bleh. 505-338-37. We got to take these real quick. I know what time it is. However, this is just oddity. Static.
So, if a seagull flies over the sea, what flies over the bay?
Bagels.
Aw,
dang.
Got it.
Bagels.
Happy Bagger. Friday.
Five Joke Friday.
Static.
Should we start ruining everyone's jokes?
Hey, y'all know how to make holy water, right?
Yes. How?
You know how to make holy water? You got to boil the hell out of it.
I thought that was funny.
Hey.
Fun Joke Friday.
How did the Cookie Monster's face feel after leaving the dentist?
How?
Num, 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 num.
Oh.
That, what does that even mean? What is that?
Well, see, Teo, Cookie Monster is a character on Sesame Street.
No, and, I get the joke. I'm talking
that's
about.
That's what he says.
What does it mean in our world num, that num. She has brought this in here?
Because his face is numb. It's like num num. That's no, what he says when
I get
he talks.
It. I get the joke.
And when you go to the dentist, because I was you at the dentist yesterday, you go numb.
You go numb.
I was at the dentist yesterday. Well, we can talk about that.
I'm at the
up.
Dentist oh. in T-minus 13 days. But right now, birthdays.
If you want to get a birthday shout out in, studio at mystaticradio.com. People have been utilizing it like crazy.
Totally.
Stever.
Num num.
No.
Exactly.
Come on, guys. We're better than that.
Apparently not.
We're better than this.
Apparently not.
We can do better.
Got
yeah,
it.
We can do better.
Nah, it's hard to think of jokes on the spot.
Yeah.
Like, when I told that Batman joke, I was immediately disappointed in myself right after I said it. I was like, oh, man, I gave in, just like everybody else.
You did.
All right, so it's the 214th day of 2013. There's only 151 days remaining.
No!
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
That's crazy.
Seems like we've been doing this one a lot lately for okay. an audio hint, but it is Harry what Potter. It is.
Oh, Terminator! Can anybody else hear that?
So low.
Barely. It's so low.
Oh, here it comes. There it is. Hey, Terminator.
So it's not James Cameron. He already had a birthday. Arnold Schwarzenegger as well.
Is it Christian
Michael
Bale?
Michael Bane. Linda Hamilton. Edward Furlong.
Edward Furlong's oh. having a birthday.
Probably from jail.
Is he in jail?
Why is he in
what
jail?
Do you do with his
He's
life?
Always in trouble.
Really?
He was also in American trouble. History X.
Well, yes. Who is he in that?
The brother. The little brother. He's John Connor from Terminator 2.
Oh, I didn't
John
know.
Connor.
He was riding
he's
that dirt bike around.
John Connor.
The one that goes...
In American History X, he's the little brother.
I didn't know that.
So how old is he today?
32.
That's no. a good guess.
No, because I was a kid sitting on the floor at the Four Hills movie theater watching Terminator 2 going, man, I wish I could be like that kid. And he was a couple years older than me.
So 37.
No, I can say 38. Okay. I wanted to say
39.
38.
You guys done?
Yes.
He's 36.
Oh.
I'm so
everybody
mad.
Was wrong.
Yeah, pretty much wrong.
You're dang. Welcome, everybody.
Happy birthday, nicely Friday.
Nope. Ooh. Sounds fun, but I don't know what it is.
Today
is this
on
Wings?
World of Another
no,
Tribe.
No, it's about the same time, though. The name of the show is short for Alien Life Form.
Hey, Alf!
Okay. It's Alf.
Yay!
Is it Alf's birthday?
It's Max Wright's birthday. He played Will Tanner.
Is that the dad?
I think so.
He's still alive!
Well, good grief. He must be old.
Good
72.
Grief.
74.
78.
70.
Oh, dang. Come on, guys.
It's headed the wrong way there.
I keep trying. I've been two off.
Mine.
Yeah.
Fun Joke Friday.
And pretty sure you'll know who this is. From, actually from R.I.P.D.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds.
And TV's Weeds.
Oh, that lady.
Oh, she was in Red.
Yep.
She was in Red.
She's in the Red movies.
Mary Louise Parker.
That's
yes,
it.
That is her name.
That's her name.
She's funny.
She's 42.
48.
38.
49.
Dang it!
Close, right. Mitch.
Thanks.
Very close. All right. I don't know. You guys, unless you watch this like on TV Land.
Dragnet.
Never probably even saw this show.
Wait, no, I did. We used to watch Nick at Night all the time when I was a kid. What is this? Is this Get Smart?
Nope.
I know this too. I just don't
anyone?
Know.
Anyone?
Guy played Eddie Munster.
Oh, the Munster. Right now,
52.
somebody is in their car going, it's the Munsters!
Guy's name is Butch Patrick.
I say 52.
67.
Remember, Eddie Munster was the one with the big widow's peak.
Yeah. I say 48.
67.
52.
Well, 60.
Oh.
He's...
Wow, little 60. Eddie Munster is 60 years old.
Yeah, is that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah, especially because vampires aren't supposed to age.
Okay.
It's Saturday Night Live!
Starring Michelle Bransford as she throws up everywhere. Blah!
Can we have the decade?
90s.
Okay.
Chris Farley. Mike Myers.
Nope. Can't be Chris Farley.
Chris Farley.
Female.
It can't be Chris Farley.
Anna Gasteyer. Molly Shannon.
Blonde.
Cherry O'Terry.
Victoria Jackson.
Who?
She kind of had a walleye, I think.
Oh, yeah. That was 80s, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think so.
I don't know her.
Victoria Jackson. She had like the...
What was her
she had
character?
I'm trying to think if she ever had any... all the skits I can think of, she was just a character.
Just
she
random.
Never really... Yeah.
Ah.
I can't think of any of her like characters. She kind of had the like...
Yeah.
50. 50. She's 50.
52.
She's 50. I say 48.
54.
Oh, snap. You are a two off every time.
Yeah, you guys are close, but, you know.
Close, but no cigar.
Yeah, what do they say? Horseshoes and hand grenades, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's see.
Because close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Because if you're close, if you're within a horseshoe, you can still get a point.
She's but never going to understand.
If you throw a grenade and it even lands over there, we're still all dead.
Oh, I get it now.
Prince?
This is not Prince.
It's not? It's not Purple Rain?
Is it?
This
yes,
is Purple
you're
Rain.
Right.
What's wrong with you? Prince you don't walk into the throne room and say, this isn't Prince. You get kicked out. You get kicked out of the kingdom.
Singer, actress.
Oh, it was the girl.
Oh, no.
It was the girl in the movie in Purple Rain. What was her name?
It started with an E. It was like a, no.
Shaka Mad.
No.
Shaka Real Mad.
Actually, get this. She did a cover of Manic Monday. You know, Prince wrote that. Before the Bengals recorded it, she recorded it.
Purple Rain.
Apollonia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who'd you get a text from?
Nobody, I promise.
He's not, he doesn't have his phone.
Okay.
Boom!
Apollonia, what's her name?
Fight you!
Have you guys ever heard the story about Kevin Smith and the whole documentary he almost did with Prince?
No!
Man, it's incredible.
Save it for off the radio.
Yes, I will. Wait. Okay.
How old is Apollonia?
Come on!
Good job.
I get like double credit for that.
I say she is 52.
Oh, man.
58.
54.
Okay, now, Steve-O, the next time Matt says it's Prince,
yeah,
you say yes.
Yes.
Yes, it
yes,
is.
Yes, it is.
She's 54.
Ah! Oh!
Who guessed that?
Steve-O did.
We're not even happy anymore. We're so jaded about birthdays and this chicken song.
You're right. I would rather just hear Purple Rain, actually, too. So
see?
Okay, we'll move on. Let's see. From Troy?
Eric Bana.
No. Played the King.
I never saw Troy because I heard it so
Elvis Presley.
No.
No, Elvis was the King.
And this music is...
terrifying.
This is probably one of the movies he was nominated 8 times for. 8 times he was nominated for Academy Award as Best Actor in a Leading Role, making him the most
Lawrence
nominated
Olivier.
Actor never to win the
Lawrence
award.
Lawrence Olivier.
No.
Can you give me another movie?
8 times.
This is from Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah, that guy. That's what I meant.
Peter O'Toole.
Peter O'Toole, that guy.
Nope.
Peter O'Toole?
Peter O'Toole.
Oh, amazing.
I just can't picture his face. I know the name. Tim, what does he look like? I know you're listening.
He's the blonde dude with the blue eyes, and he's Peter O'Toole.
Okay. How old is he, Steve-O?
84.
I guess 78.
60. Nope.
No.
72.
81.
Oh! Come on, guys!
Snap! Yo! We don't care about the chicken song anymore.
I tried.
Nobody's motivated.
Right. I don't feel well.
Well, this probably isn't going to help.
Is it a sicking music?
Oh, no.
It's so creepy.
I know.
It sure is.
This is what I hear when Brody comes in the room.
Director of horror movies.
Wes Craven.
Wes Craven.
Yeah!
Hey, what is this from?
This is Freddy's Coming for You.
Oh, snap.
No, he's not. He's not real.
So I get a tummy ache.
He's not real.
This is probably why I had such a difficult time sleeping.
He's not real. When I was in the third grade, I was invited to my neighbor friend's birthday party, and it was a sleepover, and it was the first time I was at a sleepover.
He's not real.
And he was older, and we were like, yeah, we're going to play Micro Machines. Remember Micro Machines?
Micro Machines.
It was fun. And then the parents were
somehow we went from Wes Craven to Micro Machines.
Yeah. We're going to watch Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, Dream Warrior. And I was like, I've never seen a horror movie before. I hope it's okay.
This is how
I didn't sleep for a month.
A month? Really?
He's not real, Steve-O.
He would have died.
He's not real, dude. Hey.
Tell that to the 9-year-old
how
that was in a sleeping
I just did.
Ah. Oh, nice. He got you.
62.
No. 68.
No. 67.
74.
Oh, wow.
I was
74.
Wes Craven.
I'm going to break this microphone.
Scream?
Scream.
Scream.
Ah!
No, the first Scream.
Scream.
Ah!
What, is this somebody else?
Nope.
Or is this just creeping us out?
Yeah, that's more
good.
More of the same. More of the
doing
same.
Doing a really good job creeping us out.
This is a little less creepy. This is more adventurous.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't make noises.
Come on, Steve-O.
Come on, Steve-O.
You were in the movie.
You're
the
leader.
Terminator Salvation.
That was four!
Is that four?
Oh.
Part four!
Part four, whatever.
No, this is right, Steve-O. She said Terminator 3 Salvation, but that was not. Terminator 3 was Rise of the Machines.
Whatever. Guess what? I saw them all and I didn't even care.
Hey.
Four. You're in the
Who wrote the score here, guys?
Hans Zimmer.
No.
Franklin and Bash.
Same guy who did. Bum, 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 ba-na, bum, bum, bum,
ba-na-na-na. Ba-na-na-na-na.
Wait,
yeah, Danny
I thought Elfman.
Danny Elfman.
I thought his birthday already passed.
Yeah, it's not his birthday.
Oh, okay.
It's Sam Worthington's birthday.
Nice.
That dude was one of the nicest guys.
Also an Avatar.
Yeah, Avatar. And they just announced Avatar 2, 3, and 4.
There's going to be three sequels
to
Avatar.
Three sequels.
I'm not watching
Much better
them.
Than Pocahontas.
Oh, or Fern Gully, which was a modern day retelling of the modern day cautionary tale Fern Gully.
Sam Worthington's birthday,
32.
Really?
Science.
I don't know.
31.
I don't even know who we're talking about. 35.
He's 37.
Oh!
Dang,
Sam Worthington.
Okay, we are to this date.
To the date.
In what?
On this day. In what year?
I didn't see it.
I'm listening.
Avatar?
I'm listening.
Bob Dylan showed up unexpectedly to his 10th year high school reunion in Hibbing, Minnesota.
Nice.
He and his wife left early after a drunk tried to pick a fight with him. Must have been a neighborhood bully.
Good call. Oh,
gosh, I see what you did there.
I like it.
1967.
This was his 10-year high school reunion.
Yeah, I know.
1963.
It was probably like 70.
Yeah, that's probably 70.
I was going to guess 1973.
1969.
Ah! I was really close. Once again.
From the only Dylan vinyl I have, by the way. All right, here you go.
Peanuts.
Charles Schulz.
Charles Schulz's comic strip Peanuts was added to Portsmouth Daily Times, making it the first comic strip to appear in 2,000 newspapers.
Wow.
What year did that happen?
1984?
77. Sure. 1976.
1984.
Yeah! Nice! Proud of you, Teo.
I would like to thank everyone that supported me for my life. I would like to thank Mitch for not throwing up yet, but I feel like it's going to happen. And I'll be thankful when it does because it'll be funny, but I'll be a little upset because it's going to be a mess.
All right, well, nicely done. Have a good, fun joke Friday. Today is also Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
Nice!
And Ice Cream Soda Day.
Whoa! Mitch is lactose intolerant. Let's keep talking about
ice
cream.
Yeah, ice cream, ice cream. We're all the same for ice cream. You're going to throw up. Ah!
Ice cream sandwiches, I love, especially when it's like the double thick ice cream
squishy
in the middle.
Squishy, you guys. Right? Stop
but
it.
Like halfway through, inevitably, the little chocolate pieces from the like wafer parts
that
get on your fingertips.
That overwhelms your mouth.
Oh, man, it's amazing. What's not amazing is the cramping 7 minutes later because I am also lactose intolerant.
Not me, man. Not me. I can... All the lactose.
Yeah.
Come for me, friends.
Yeah.
I can eat
like cottage cheese? Uh-huh. How are you with cottage cheese?
Oh, guys, all cheese. Oh, my gosh.
Sour fine cheeses. Blue cheese. Yeah. Sharp Wisconsin.
I hope we
Wisconsin
get a lot of hate mail for
sharp
this.
Cheddar.
Yeah.
It's my
yeah
favorite.
It's making Mitch feel sick.
Remember, do you put peaches in with your cottage cheese?
Oh, I haven't done that.
Oh,
that.
It's really good.
Weird.
I could eat cottage cheese by the barrel.
Really?
Yeah, I really could. I love cottage cheese.
But it makes you
I get really
your
sick.
Stomach hurt.
Yeah, but I just love cottage cheese. There's something about the taste of curdled milk. If any curdled milk that doesn't make you go, you know, like, because yesterday we were cleaning out the fridge because we went grocery shopping, remember? And there was lettuce that was old in the fridge
yeah,
and it had like
gross
brown water in it.
Hey, Mitch,
and I got
you don't
all
need to listen
hand
to this. You might throw
I
up.
I almost
Mitch
threw up. And
he
I'm
almost
not even
threw
sick.
Up. He pulled
it was just
out
like
of the
brown water, so we had to like clean out the fridge. And then we went to like mix the milks together because we had 2 half gallons left and one of them started coming out chunky. So we're like, okay, well, maybe we need new milk as well.
Somebody's
that was the crazy
calling
part.
They're calling in. They're like, you're going to make me throw up.
I'm just saying.
Answer the phone.
Fun Joke Friday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Good morning, Static Radio.
The extra chunky cottage cheese.
Thank you
there
for participating.
It's fantastic. It's my favorite. I love the taste of it. Hey, somehow I don't hurl when I eat it.
Mitch, look at me.
No.
You're going to be okay.
Taking a quick break. Coming right back. The most outrageously decorated home you will ever hear about.
Really?
Possibly.
Is it that crazy submarine-looking house over there? On
it is not.
On that street. They have these
over
houses out here.
And
they have these giant dinosaurs made out of, like, wiring.
Yeah.
Sitting in the yard. I'm driving by saying, well, there's my dream house. It looks crazy, and there's dinosaurs in the yard. What else could you want in a house?
Amen to that.
And there's even a tree there.
I know.
It's a tall bush, but it's a New Mexican tree.
We'll talk about somebody else who used a very interesting decoration to decorate their entire home.
Was it Lawrence Welk?
By the way, not telling you.
Okay.
Steve-O, Mitch, and Mateo.
In the morning.
Static. Man.
I left my coffee over there. Will you hand it to me? Thank you.
Trying to stay away from her microphone so you don't get infected.
I'm trying to stay over here, but the computer's over there.
Pretty
so
sure
like,
no matter what, yeah.
I can update stuff from my phone.
We live in a world of the future.
We're basically locked in a broom closet with somebody that's sick, so I'm
like
willing
we're
to
be
bet
okay
no matter what, if it's contagious,
we got
we're
it
totally hosed already,
yeah,
so it's okay. Houston, Texas! We have a friend from Houston, Brandon.
Where's your friend?
Good old Thick Pin. He didn't say anything, however. I'm wondering if he's seen this place yet. John Milkovich. He was born during the Great Depression, raised up in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, no joke, he has amassed a ginormous collection of beer cans.
Well.
With one purpose in mind.
You don't have much else to do in the Great Depression.
Yeah. In 1968, he used them to decorate his home in Houston. He did so for the next 18 years before dying in the 80s, with his wife Mary contributing to the house's look after that. It's estimated that about 50,000 beer cans were used to decorate this home.
Wow.
After his wife died, the Orange Show Center for Visionary Art took over the house, preserving the house in all its glory. It's called Beer Can House.
Beer Can House.
It's covered in aluminum siding from flattened beer cans. The fence surrounding the house emits a silver glow from the bottoms of cans, and hundreds of can tops hang on strings from the roof edges, creating a metallic curtain around the front of the house.
Beer can house.
House is decorated in beer cans.
Beer can house.
It's called Beer Can House. It's in Houston, Texas. In fact, you can go visit it if you would like, but I thought it was an interesting side note of weird.
This is every frat boy's dream. Dude. Hey, Steve-O. Listen, man. I know I was thinking the other night after I'd had a few. What if you had a whole house made out of beer cans? If you could reflect the light correctly, maybe you could harness the... I forgot what I was saying. But it was a good idea. Well, I'll remember it.
The only thing I got is, like, aluminum siding, maybe? I don't understand. But this entire house, yes.
Beer can house.
Beer can house.
Beer can house.
So I thought we'd shout out to you guys, 505-338-3700. What is the oddest house decorations
oh my gosh.
You've ever seen?
I don't know if it's so much out here as it is at home, but a lot of people will take old tires and spray paint them like Easter colors, like
what?
Pastel, and they'll put flower like little flower gardens in them.
In rubber tires?
In rubber tires. Yeah, and then their house, like their yard, will just have.
I hope that's
like
not like
blue
vegetable
and pink
gardens.
And yellow. It's really tacky looking.
It's just flowers.
And that's the
though,
one
right?
time you'll hear me say tacky.
Tacky beer can house.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird looking.
505-338-3700. I know, you know, we go get our comics every week and we take a specific road. And on said specific road, there are two homes in particular.
The neatest homes.
That are very interesting. One looks like a spaceship.
Spaceship house.
The other one's got these, like, giant metal dinosaurs out front.
Metal dinosaur house.
I don't know, man. Interesting, but weird? Static.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on that beer can house.
Beer
yeah.
can house.
So what if like a plane was flying over and the pilot was completely blinded by the reflection
See,
of the
I
beer
thought
can?
Of that. I seriously, I was wondering that question myself because
my friend, sunglasses.
It's yeah. insane. Cause I mean, you could seriously take out like a plane or a helicopter.
Dude.
And
yeah,
they
I have
would
to
not
be careful.
Know what the reasoning was.
Hey,
for why that plane crashed.
Don't tell me about this because we've been watching this show and it's all about like sneaky terrorist stuff.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, oh, wait, who was this guy?
That's
what was he
crazy.
What was he doing?
I have to be careful in the passenger seat with my iPhone not blinding my wife with a like 4-inch screen. So
As
I can't
take
even
a selfie in the mirror
that.
And the flash
yeah.
flashes
he's
your
like,
eyes.
He's like, Hank, can you get in the left lane?
No, just the
I'm
glare.
Trying to take us. I want to get the side of the road.
It's glass. There's all. You know what? You're gonna drive later, and I'm gonna show you what I'm talking about.
I would
I'm
love
not talking
to drive
about
the
flash.
Car.
I'm just seriously talking about the reflection of the glass of my phone.
I get
I have
it.
To be careful.
I get it. I think the pilots would more than likely wear sunglasses though.
Yeah, but we're talking about a home with 50,000 aluminum beer cans.
Yeah.
That's an illumination. You can see it from space.
What's
that?
Yeah, you could definitely like the Hubble can see us.
Yeah. Great comment. Thanks for the call.
So, like, yeah. One day aliens are going to land. They're going to be like, beer can house. Where's it at?
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so the weirdest one I've ever seen on a house, thank goodness it's not something you'll see from the outside, but I have a cousin who smokes a lot, and for whatever reason, she decided to do the walls in her kitchen and living room in the foil liners from inside of the cigarette pack.
What?
Yes, yes. Her kitchen and living room are the gold foil liners from inside the cigarette pack.
Somebody ought to
this
talk
is a
to your
grown
cousin.
Up?
I feel like she has a problem. She might have an addiction.
Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking so. Wow. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Good luck with the
Bye,
cousin.
Guys.
Bye.
Yeah, that's family. You
hey,
can't just
you
write
know
that
what,
off.
Though? That is commitment.
Static.
Hey, it's Creepy Caleb.
Whoa!
Creepy!
Whoa! 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 Your voice is so low right now.
Because I just woke up.
Look, okay, that's what it is. Your voice is low anyway, and you wake up, and it is octaves lower than the human ear should be able to receive, but somehow I still hear you. I think it's because of the headphones.
Yeah, it could be.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Near my house, there is a house with a giant blue eyeball that's kind of hanging there, like in front of the balcony.
Really?
Thing. Yeah.
Why?
Very weird. I don't know.
Have you ever gone up and asked him about it?
No, I mean, he's also got a sign that says, like, a killer moose.
Oh, so he's pretty sane.
Yeah, you know.
Got
he's
it.
Also got a sign that says Panzer Crossing. You know, like those tanks. Yeah, he's got an interesting car, too. He set it up so it looks like there's a dead body's foot kind of hanging out.
Caleb, what? Wait,
Caleb,
what?
Don't go near this house.
Don't ever go near the house.
Don't do it, friend.
Don't, yeah.
I'll text you some pictures later, Steve.
All right.
Bye.
Creepy Caleb. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Steven.
I'm also going to post a photo of Beer Can House on our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I've seen a couple homes in town that I'm like, really?
Yeah?
Yeah, there's one. Okay, just think your average shoebox flat-top house in the, you know, Northeast Heights.
Right.
You know, probably originally had steel casement crank-out windows.
Mm-hmm.
You picturing the house? Yes? No?
Well, I'm trying not, to. I don't know
maybe,
what you're talking
maybe
about.
Maybe about 1,800 square feet, you know, maybe 2,000 square, I don't, you know, not huge.
Yeah.
And in the front yard, which is probably, you know, the space that they mow is probably 10 feet by 15 feet.
Yeah.
Just a little teeny front. A full-size horse, like, on its hind legs sculpture.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm talking about.
And then there's another one. Same kind of house, and, you know, driveway's probably 25 feet long, right?
Yeah.
30? Maybe 30 feet long? And at the end of their driveway, that's just a straight driveway right to their garage door.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of their driveway is a gate.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a, it doesn't connect to a fence around the house. It's just a gate at the end of the driveway.
Well, some of us like to pretend like we're super affluent.
I just imagine someone's like, if ever I get an inheritance, man.
Gate.
Gate. No, then they can get the fence that goes connected to the gate.
We don't need a gated community, honey. I'm going
to
put a gate at the end of the driveway, and you'll feel like we rich every day. We thousandaires now, baby.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you would like to chime in on the conversation.
I got a couple of funny looking houses that I've seen.
Really?
Number one, there is a place in, where is it? Crossville, Tennessee, or it's close to Crossville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And it's called the Minister's Treehouse.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's like an actual...
Look at this. This minister built this treehouse.
Okay.
And he lives in that
no
thing.
No way!
Yeah.
That thing is awesome!
It's huge. But and it used to be open for the public to go and look at, but now it's closed, and I've never gotten to go look at it. If you're wondering what it looks like, Google Minister's Treehouse, Crossville, Tennessee. We might put up a link.
Yeah, I'm putting up a link right now to Beer Can House.
Beer Can House.
In Houston, Texas. A man back raised during the Great Depression, John Milkovich, amassed a large collection of beer cans, and in 1968, he decided to use them to decorate his home. He did so for the next 18 years before dying in the 80s. His wife contributed to the look of the house after that. It's estimated that 50,000 beer cans were used to decorate this home.
That's so crazy.
And what's crazy is you got to look at the front of the house. I'll put the photos up right now. The fence has a silver glow from the bottom of cans that were cut out to create this like chain link fence. And then the can tops hang on strings from the roof's edges, creating this like curtain over the front of the house. Yeah, I got to post this. I'll post this at our Facebook page.
That's insane.
Facebook.
That actually looks kind of cool.
It's weird. I'm just saying. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in or if you'd just like to check out this crazy beer can house. But what is the craziest home decor you've ever seen? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, of course, 505-338-3700.
There's
we
want to
know.
There's a house in East Nashville. I was told it's one of Robert Plant's homes.
Yes. Yeah. Stephen took me by there last time I was in East Nashville.
Right, and it's got a statue in the front yard. And it's like books.
Mm-hmm.
And then on atop the books is a glorious freedom eagle bird.
That is confirmed Robert Plant's.
It is Robert Plant. It's such a weird-looking statue.
It's Robert Plant.
I get it.
Robert Plant.
It's still a weird-looking statue.
But need I say, it's like, hey, dude from Led Zeppelin.
Robert Plant.
Robert Plant's
Robert
house.
Plant.
Oh, okay.
House.
Right.
Robert Plant.
Okay. That makes a little more sense.
Yeah, it's a funny-looking statue.
505-338-3700. Well, let's talk about the way that you got the name for your band.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that coming up.
It was an old house.
I'm just saying.
Spook house.
Please enjoy.
Good morning, Steve-O and Mateo.
Steve-O, who is this friendly guest you've brought in?
Well, Mitch feels dreadful, so she's lying down.
Dreadful is
not
the right
moving.
Word.
Yeah.
She does not feel good
I'm glad
at all.
She came in, though, so she could give us the illness before she crashed out.
It's important to give back. Pay it forward Friday.
That's right. It is Pay It Forward Friday. And
where's the girl?
Yeah, Dave Myers!
Dave Myers.
Who's this guy?
Dave Myers in
the
studio.
The girl.
Yeah, look at his hair. He's got long, flowing, beautiful hair.
Beautiful, gorgeous locks.
From the greatest band of 1994, Old Man Shattered.
Yes.
David Myers joining us in studio.
What is up?
Not really 94.
It's not true.
It just 93. Just sounds
93.
Like 94.
Summer of 93.
It was kind of. Summer of 98.
We were talking about crazy houses and house decorations and this one dude who decorated his home with over 50,000 beer cans.
Beer can house.
It's just really called Beer Can House. It's apparently a landmark now in Houston, Texas. You can go visit.
My question is, what kind of beer?
Yeah, all kinds. Apparently, dude. He did not have a preference, but he did die young, and I'm guessing that's probably
only
a contributing
the best,
fashion.
Man. Natty Light, man. Only the best. For me and my family, Natty Light.
Woo! Pabst Blue Ribbon, you know.
There you go.
Some of that.
Michelob.
Some of that.
It's so funny.
Dude, welcome to the show, David Myers.
Thanks, man.
Joining us in studio, and you have, taken on this amazing role of pastor.
Yeah, weird, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Totally weird.
Moved out to Iowa.
So I have a funny story.
I want to hear it.
So I went to New Zealand.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
I knew this. I saw it on Instagram and I was pissed.
That's not funny. That's incredible.
And they give you these, like, when you land in another country, you have to go through customs, yada, yada, yada. They give you this card that you have to fill out with, like, everything that you're bringing into the country, like
right.
food or whatever. And you have to declare all this stuff. And then they give you, like, this questionnaire and stuff. And then you have to fill out all this info. And then it's, like, occupation. And so I was like, are these guys going to know what a worship pastor is?
Right.
So I didn't write it. I just wrote pastor.
Okay.
Right? And so I hand the guy my card and my passport, and he looks at the card, and he's reading it over, and then he gets to the line pastor, and he's got this puzzled look on his face, and then he stops looking at the card. He looks at me, all confused. He looks at the card again, and he looks at me again. And then he leans away from his podium to give me the whole, like, from top to bottom over, you know? And he's just confused as all heck. And I'm like, I know. I don't look like a pastor.
Wow.
So he gives me, like, one of those, all right.
Sure.
Sure, why not?
It's pretty funny.
Wow. He was going, God, Americans.
Right. Typical.
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 So how was it? I saw over there and I was like, oh, hey, The Hobbit. Oh
my gosh. It was
Lord of the Rings.
It was the coolest thing ever. It was such a beautiful country. Cool people.
Did you sneak back any landmarks from there that was like, man, this was the tree that was in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, that big imp.
Yes, yes, good. Yes. I was hoping. I just want a branch. That's all I want.
I stole a hobbit.
Can you imagine trying to, like, steal a stick and taking it through customs?
Just saying.
They're like, what?
Why do you have a stick?
It's not important. And they'd be like, he's a terrorist.
Yeah. We've been watching Homeland. I've been trying to catch him up on Homeland. So he's like terrified of everything now. Oh, like, yeah, he doesn't trust anyone.
Paranoia, man.
It's all crazy. It's like,
look at that guy.
Hey, what happened to your mustache?
I shaved it.
What the heck, man?
I know. I care more about kissing my wife than I do looking super awesome.
Yeah,
I know.
That's a fine line.
It's a really tough. It's a really tough like conundrum because let's be honest, it looked amazing.
Oh yeah.
But my wife
but
was
your,
like,
your wife
no.
must be a pretty decent kisser.
Yeah. So she was like, "Hey, you know the whole like crazy caterpillar thing on your face." You can totally have that for as long as you want. I'm not kissing you. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to keep it for everything because I'm a man. Yeah.
Well, I miss it.
Yeah. I miss it too, buddy. I miss it too. I miss you.
Dude.
David Myers in studio with us just on vacation, hanging out.
Just hanging out, man.
Iowa, you're home?
I'm home.
How different is the culture up there than down here?
Very different.
Yeah?
First of all, the climate is terrible. Matt would
is it humid?
Confirm this.
Is it really humid?
It's ridiculously humid. You walk outside and your clothes are just sucked to your body.
Yeah.
You just sit there and just sweat.
Yep.
It's horrible.
I know about it. And so when people here are like, oh my gosh, it's 37% humidity.
Right. That's nothing. Try 98 degrees with 100% humidity.
Yeah, that's how it is. Like miserable. Literally at home a couple of summers ago in Nashville, there were a few days, probably a week, that I just didn't go outside because you would walk outside and start sweating.
Yeah, but I bet your skin feels wonderful. Out here,
no,
it's like
friend.
Lotion. You're always having to like...
It's annoying because your
annoying.
Clothes are all sticking to and you're like, oh, man.
It's really gross.
Yeah. I like this shirt.
And we don't have air conditioning in our house.
What?
Okay. Well, that's an issue.
Why?
Because we live in a 150-year-old house.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we have like a window unit.
Right.
But unless you're like... 2 feet from it.
Right.
Do jack.
Your whole family's just standing in front of the window. It. Your neighbor's like, why? Why is that family staring at
I've
us?
I've seen this in a movie.
This is really creepy. Your home really does look like the Amityville Horror House,
yeah,
though.
It is
so
pretty creepy.
It's a really creepy, awesome looking old home. We don't have
trap
that out
doors.
Here. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man, come
and
on.
And see, that's the thing about those houses, the ghosts that are in there. They're mean to you because
let's
like,
not fool anybody.
They're
like,
not fool anybody. This
they're
is
like,
real.
Hey, it's summertime, and when we go in the room, it gets really cold. So during the day, for these next few months, ghosts don't go in the room during the day because they're going to be sweltering, and we don't want to give them any kind of comfort. So nobody go in the room at night. Then you go in the room because you want them to be uncomfortable during the day, and then at night you want them to be terrified out of their mind.
This is so true.
That's how they work. Wow, I feel like you've just really gotten to the characterization.
I know some ghosts, man. I know them. They're
hey,
jerks.
You know what else they have that they don't have here?
What?
Fireflies.
Yeah,
fireflies.
Dude.
Have you ever seen a firefly?
I have just, Texas, but not.
It's so cool.
It is cool. Like I forget that you don't have those.
We don't have fireflies.
We got a lightning bug.
Yeah. We have centipedes, we have scorpions, we have tarantulas. Do you guys have any of those?
Just small death traps out
here. No, see, exactly. Rattlesnakes?
Nope.
Rattlesnake on trails?
We have raccoons.
See, that's cool.
Tons of them.
Tons of them.
I saw a dead one on Paseo.
A couple beavers?
Really?
Yes.
See,
I almost ran over one the other day.
Yeah, that's cool.
See, that's random. That's very cool.
Totally
That'd
random.
Be like the Discovery Channel for me.
All you're the
like,
animals oh, out
I saw
here.
That on the Discovery Channel once. Yeah. That North America show.
Look
totally
at the,
saw
look at the
one.
Teeth. Look at the teeth.
All the that's animals amazing. Out here are little killing machines.
Yeah. True story.
Like,
well, that's poisonous.
You're
that's
dead.
Definitely poisonous. Yeah, everything out here is just poisonous and deadly and scary and things that are from horror movies.
Yeah, except for centipedes, which, what's your deal with that?
I am...
Tell me the story,
funny thing is
Steven.
I can handle a rattlesnake in my home. I
nope.
Take care of that.
Nope.
I could take care of a scorpion or a tarantula. I could
what?
Probably just pick up and take it outside.
Hey, listen.
Just
you could
fine.
Handle a snake just fine?
I could take care of those
Stop
just
it.
Fine.
No, you
what
can't.
I cannot handle for some weird reason is centipedes.
Tell
what?
Them why.
When I was a kid... When I was a kid, I lived in Four Hills, like Four Hills area, near the mountains. And so up there, the centipedes are like a foot long.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Yep.
That's right.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Bill dropped off some Rebel donuts.
Yeah, ginormous shout out to Bill.
Guys, he's treating me right on my last day. This is what is happening to me right now. I'm eating what looks to be a crystal meth donut.
It's called Rebel Donut.
It's a purest form of blue crystal I've ever seen on a donut.
Dude, these are my first Rebel Donuts.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Non-com!
Yeah. These donuts are rebellious and they are wonderful. Is that it? Is that good? Now, shout out to Bill. Thank you so much for bringing
you know
these
what
donuts.
We have in Iowa?
Huh.
Donut Mart.
What is
it? Yeah. Donut Mart.
I'm
Watch
really
up.
Upset.
Beer can have.
We don't have no Rebel Donut in Iowa.
Man, that's funny.
A random show of awesome this Friday for you. We got Mateo from House of Heroes, his final day with us.
The end. Ooh. The end of all things.
Unless, of course, you get to Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio and sign the protest. I think we only need 920 more people.
The petition?
Yeah. Yeah, the little petition.
The protest.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be
protesting him leaving.
The goal was 1,000 people, and I think we have...
8?
There's like... 70-something.
And as we've learned, boycotting and or protesting something always work. We were talking about Rolling Stone magazine last week.
What if we get those people that to go out in front of Calvary and be like, shame on you.
Yeah, that that totally works. You've seen those. Remember we were
Westboro?
Westboro. What was it, Knob Hill? And there was those people with the sign across the street.
Shame on you, restaurant.
Shame on you, restaurant, for using these construction people.
Labor law dispute.
Yeah, totally works.
I think it said labor law dispute.
I think so.
Labor law dispute.
Well, we talked about Rolling Stone magazine a couple weeks ago. They controversially had the Boston Marathon bomber on the cover of the magazine.
Saw that.
So everybody was talking about boycotting the magazine. Everybody was talking about how gnarly this magazine was, how stupid it was, why you shouldn't purchase the copy of this magazine. That issue of Rolling Stone magazine doubled their sales.
There's no such thing as bad press.
So again, obviously the boycott
is the most effective
totally
method
worked.
Of shutting down things you don't like.
I'm just saying.
I've been boycotting the sky for years.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm starting to make a dent. Ozone layer, that was me. That was my boycott.
What? The August issue cover featuring Boston Marathon bomber sparked a rash of criticism and media attention, and of course, the media attention worked because...
That's exactly what they wanted.
Yep. Doubled their sales.
Who called it? Do you remember when we talked about
it? You did.
I said, this will sell so many issues because not only will people be like, oh, I'm going to buy it because it's controversial.
Yep.
I want to check it out. They'll buy it because they're going to be like, it's going to be worth something one day.
Yeah.
I'm going to get 5 copies. I'm going to put my kids through college with these action figures.
Yeah.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, that was me. Thanks. I did not purchase a copy of this Rolling Stone magazine, but their ticket sales sales doubled after this cover debut. So, once again, good job, boycotts.
Boycott.
You guys did good.
Beer can house.
Mateo from House of Heroes with us, and David Myers from Friend Fame and from Old Man Shattered, but more just from Friends.
Yeah, mostly.
You know, glad to have you here.
You Thanks, were on man. Friends?
He was on Friends. Static.
What's up, fellas? What's happening this morning?
Hey, you know, just trying not to be so sad because I've got 2 friends in town who are both going to be gone by next week.
Yeah.
Well, that's rough. So, totally off the subject, but, well, maybe not. I'm on my way home from work. I worked the night shift last night, and I'm just cruising along, and I come up on this vehicle, and it's got Mateo on the back window.
Yeah!
I'm not, dude, and I tried to get a picture of it as we were kind of pulling up to a stop sign.
Yeah.
And I got one, and I was going to try to send it to you guys, so I'll just send it to your email, and you guys can post it if you'd like. But what I'm getting at is I think it's revelation that Mateo stays
nice.
With Static.
Wait, so you got a photo of a car in front of you that had Mateo on the back windshield?
Yeah.
It was probably one of those, like, RIP things.
Mateo.
Which, by the way, if I was ever to tragically pass away, I want everybody I know to put my name on the back of their window. RIP, we'll miss you, buddy. Something like that.
Really?
No, there was no RIP on it. It was just straight up Mateo. And Mateo. I was like, I just,
It's in New Mexico.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is epic right now.
Yeah, it's a sign. Literally. It was a sign on the back of a
literal sign.
Yeah, literal sign on the back of a car. Studio,
it was indeed.
Studio at mystaticradio.com.
Right on, fellas. I will try to get it to you as soon as I get home and not driving while trying
that's
to
good.
Upload.
That's a brilliant. Really good idea. Wait, save it. Save it for when you get home. Be smart.
You guys, I saw right. a truck.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I saw a truck and it said David on the back.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
No, I saw a truck and it said Dodge on the back. So I got in the other lane. So I was like, what's going to happen? And then I saw another one. That same truck on the front said Ram. So I hit the person in front of me. And I was like, Lord told me to do that. You deserved it, I guess. I don't know you, friend, but here's a gospel track. And then I got back in my car and left. And then the cops came to my house later and said, you can't hit somebody and leave. And I was like, it was my mission.
I left him a track.
Here's you one, copper. And then I got taken to jail. And then I led the whole jail in hymns. And then they kicked me out because I was so annoying. And now I live in my beer can house in Houston, Texas.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you would like to see the beer can
my,
house.
My cheeks hurt.
I know, right? Funny. Oh, and my face hurts too. Hey!
Hey! That's why it looks like that. Oh, wait.
So your dreams have come true. You found your dream job. You're living in Iowa there, David.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to get you some new dreams was your dream.
No, Iowa was not.
Iowa myself.
Trying to make everyone else's dream come true because, let's be honest, a lot of people want Mateo to stay, hang out on the morning show. So I thought I would help everybody out this morning. I found a list from psychologist Dr. Roger Bellings.
Whoa.
It's 5 keys to making your dreams come true.
Yes.
You know, I just want to be helpful. We're the education band. Right? We're on the education band. We're the education station.
I feel educated.
We give you education. So if you would like to make your dreams come true, here's a little education for you. Number one, you want to make your dreams come true?
Yes.
Think well of others.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In a recent survey of successful business leaders, 97% had a positive view of others and were unlikely to find fault. That's good.
Yeah.
That was actually one of the mottos when I worked at Apple.
Really?
Yeah, it was, I'm trying to remember the motto now.
Think well of others.
No, it wasn't think
we
well of others.
We hate Samsung. That's what it was. Samsung
that
is
was
stupid.
That was one, too. I can't remember. But it was, you know, you'd go out there and somebody would have their phone and be like, I accidentally dropped this it shattered.
Hey, was this the slogan? If you have a bad idea, throw it out the Microsoft Windows.
That wasn't the slogan. No.
Copyright,
it was just
Mateo.
Always 2013. Always go for the best something. I don't know. It was great.
Always
it was
go.
So great. I totally remembered it.
Doesn't fall far from the tree. Was that it?
Apple. That was it.
Apple. We're all so smart. Poor you guys.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Number two. This one doesn't make any sense. Act as if.
Oh.
Right?
Speak it, believe it.
Behave as just as you would if your dream were already a reality. Make it so. Speak and believe it. Asking you shout.
That's why I hit that car in front of me.
I'm just saying. Number three, emulate your heroes.
Okay.
So that means that Mateo needs... I was just about to say, Mateo needs to get some tights. And he needs to swing around.
Done and done, my friend.
I'm just saying. Find someone who has achieved what you want to achieve and do what they did. But... be careful not to lose your own identity in your hero. Huh?
How many of these are there?
There's 5.
Because so far, none of them is going to help me achieve my childhood dream of being a dinosaur. Not one of them. I can't go talk to a dinosaur.
Number 4!
I can't act as if because then I get arrested.
This could help you. Write out your goals.
Okay. The act of writing...
liberates something in the subconscious. It gives the mind direction and keeps you focused. Huh? Yeah,
give me a pen.
Write down right now.
Okay, I'm gonna write.
Velociraptor.
I want you to read this out loud. This is my goal.
Okay.
Writing it down. There it is. Read that out loud.
All right. This is writing out your goals for these. Okay. It says your. Whoa, man, that's not cool.
You said it was a goal.
That's not a goal. My goal is not to be... okay? Gosh.
I feel like I probably offended someone.
Yeah, for the first time, I'm glad it's your last day.
I wrote, you're stupid.
And you can't ruin it.
He bleeped out stupid everywhere.
I did, because it's not kind.
If I'm going to write down a cuss word then, and then you're going to read it out loud because you're not going to expect it. And then I'll have to stay.
Because
I'll be like, well, Steve-O said a cuss word on the air.
He's gone.
I had to let him go.
Top five keys to making your dreams come true. Number five, this one's good. Help others realize their dreams.
Okay, I can do that.
Nature rewards generosity, it says, according to this weird psychologist guy. Nature rewards generosity.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You will get anything you want in life if you help enough others get what they want.
Obviously, this guy didn't want to be an English professor. Help others got what they did. We did it. We helped them.
Print it.
You can help a lot of others realize their dream by staying. I'm just saying.
No. What? What? What would the dream be?
Maybe
a few laughs on the way to school.
Yeah.
Maybe a few laughs on the way to work.
Okay, let's be honest. When your day starts off with hilarity or fun or joy or excitement, your day's just going to go a lot better.
That literally happens to me every day.
Mm. Every day! I'm just saying. Whoa. You can help people realize their dreams. Yeah. It's good stuff. David Myers hanging out with us. You're sitting in the hot seat, and therefore you get to do this.
All right.
All right.
Traffic.
You mouse over those little guys.
We didn't even tell you ahead of time. Like, what
I'm
you
helping
do.
You achieve your dream. The animals disappeared.
The animals did disappear.
Oh, yeah. No more animals.
On the roadway.
On the road.
We should explain.
But that was real.
All of the animals are gone. If your dream was to be an animal, nope.
Gone.
Jumanji. Whatever. Hey, construction at Eubank Boulevard and Central.
Okay.
So stay clear of that. It's kind of about my old stomping
grounds. Yeah, it is.
Let's see what this is. Nothing. Oh, road construction. Roadway reduced to one lane on Unser Boulevard.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
At I-40.
Like, what does that mean?
Awful.
There were roadways in the there were animals in the roadway.
Well, it's like one of those three-lane roads, and then they put the little barrel things, and everybody gets jammed up, and there's always that jerk who's like, I'm going to wait till the very last second, put my blinker on, pretend like I didn't notice the giant orange barrel directly in front of me telling me to get over!
Hey, that was me, man.
I'm not going to lie. If I'm being truthful, I'm the guy that rides the bumper of the guy in front of me. It's like, no, you saw the sign.
Right.
I saw the sign.
You saw the sign.
Therefore,
opened up your eyes.
Over.
You saw the sign.
Yeah, I did. Ace of Base.
You're welcome.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on
the
Calvert campus.
Traffic.
Earlier today, there were animals in the roadway somewhere, and I guess they cleared them.
They cleared them
and
out.
And we missed it.
Yeah. I want to know what kind of animals they were.
It was probably a possum. That happens all the time at home.
We would never
get a traffic alert about that. People, the alert would be, hey, if you need something to eat, there's an animal in the road. Gather, friends. Who's scraping it
Nasty.
Up first? Not kidding. I had a friend at home. They hit a deer. And a dude pulls up to help him because in Mississippi, you help if you see somebody in an accident, you stop and you go help.
Yeah.
And it seems to be that way here, too, because we saw some dude was driving around in the desert the other day and flipped their truck.
Flipped it!
What?
It was upside down, and they were teenagers that were just like, with crooked hat, like, well, I don't know, bro.
You know, it was like,
in the truck?
In the truck. They were out of the truck now.
What you want to bet I can drive all this hill right here, man?
Yes.
And so then, boom!
It was like, they were off-roading, and they had this Jeep Cherokee with the big wheels that was like, whoop, upside down.
Nice. Upside down.
And they were all just like, kind of laughing about it, and I'm like, that's why we don't go off-roading right there, guys.
But we
that's
thought
the
it was
reason,
cool
right there.
That people had stopped.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mississippi.
So you guys stopped?
No. Well, we pulled over and they were
like,
oh, there's like four other cars already. We're good.
So this dude, I can't remember who it was, had an accident, hit a deer, stopped. Somebody stops to help him. They're like, yeah, you okay? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then they're waiting on the police to show up. And guy's like, you mind if I take that deer with me?
Hey, I have an idea.
And then they were like, well, no. He's like, all right, put it in the back of his truck.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Because people eat that deer meat at home.
I was going to say
it's called venison.
Like, yeah.
I'm not a fan.
It's delicious.
You're not a fan of deer?
It's good.
Like deer jerky?
Man, my granddad can make some awesome deer meat.
It's gamey.
It is.
Gamey, that's... Who else said it was gamey? Was that Chrissy?
Yeah, Chrissy said it was gamey. Yeah.
It's wild it game! What else would it be?
It don't taste like a cow. Cows are just as wild.
Yeah. No, they're...
What?
Watch out, there's a wild cow coming.
Crazy cow.
It's mooing. Get out. We better move.
I see what you did there.
Wild cow coming.
Yeah.
There's a... Oh, no. Oh, no. There's a wild cow. Look, there's a whole pack of them out there in the fields.
What would you call them?
I would call them farm animals. Ranch animals.
Not necessarily.
Food.
Wow.
Maybe not. Amazing. I've never been approached in the wild by a cat.
Facebook.
I have. I totally have.
/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in, hang out with us. Got the latest from the Royal.
Wow.
Steve O'Matteo and David.
Good Woo! Morning.
Static. All right, guys.
Yes.
This is the part of the show.
Yes.
Where we do a sweet karaoke jam, and since there's a lot of us with excellent voices in here, I picked a good one.
Okay.
I don't have the words, though.
Let's make them up. Mama, I just killed a man.
Uh-huh.
He tried to take my Nintendo and I was offended.
Offendo.
Mama!
Nice. That's good.
I didn't mean to make you cry. Something that you said I can't remember.
Steve-O, Mateo, and our dear friend David Myers.
I'm here.
Hanging out from Iowa, which is still weird to say because you've lived here forever.
It is.
Welcome, man.
Thanks, man.
Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Guys, update on Mitch. She is still not feeling well. Keep her in your thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, Mitch came to work this morning like a trooper saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to work because that's what I'm going to do. Or I'm just going to infect my friends and go lie down, which is actually what happened.
Yeah.
So pray for Mitch. She's not feeling well. She really does, because come Monday, I don't have either of you guys. So I'm actually going to depend upon her starting Monday.
Depending.
It's going to happen. 53-year-old man was depending upon the wonderful firefighters.
Hey,
man.
Hang us up.
Yeah,
can you not bring up firefighters?
Your brother-in-law.
Why?
Why'd you have to do that?
Your brother-in-law.
It's a touchy subject.
Amazing firefighter. Firefighters had to rescue a 53-year-old man who got stuck 30
Do you know what I went through?
A tree. This is true. Hey, it could be worse. You could be Gary Strong.
Gary Strong.
He was playing with his remote-controlled helicopter. 53 years old.
Enough said. Enough said.
He said, quote, I'd only had it a day, and it went so high that the radio control didn't work, went over the flats, which are about 40 foot high, and ended up, boom, at the top of a tree. Well, remote control helicopters are not cheap, bro.
Right.
Right? So he was like, I got this. So he started climbing this tree.
Stop it.
Branch to branch.
Good.
Think about this. That hit
How
over
tall is
40.
This tree?
He went up, I don't know, it says 30 feet up a tree because the helicopter was about 40 foot high, they said. Whoop! Got stuck in the tree. So 40 right. feet he had to climb to get it.
Okay.
So he decided to scale the tree, grab the helicopter, going from branch to branch. But 3/4 of the way up, he realized he couldn't get any higher. He was about 30 feet in the air. And suddenly coming down wasn't working.
Lame.
He said, I couldn't get back down because the branches I used to get up were bending underneath me.
I can't imagine that. I bet they weren't bending when you were climbing up them either.
So
wait. Maybe they were and you just didn't see them, dude.
Well, that's because he was focused. On the way up, you're just focused. I got to get this remote-controlled helicopter that cost me a lot of money.
Now, I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
He got blinded. He got blinded by
his ambition. Blinded by the light.
And he got up there,
mm-hmm.
and he got his stupid helicopter that he paid too much money for, mm-hmm. and he was like, oh, wait a second, I'm real high up in this tree, and I'm scared of heights right now.
Yeah, so he had to find his way down, couldn't do it. Thankfully, a buddy of his was at the bottom of the tree.
Okay.
So he said, a mate of mine was down there laughing his head off. I told him I couldn't get back down.
There's got to be a YouTube video of this. You got dude at the bottom going, he can't get down.
I'm sure there is. This was not in America because he said he called his friend a mate. Well, I mean, it is 2013.
Well,
but he did say, could you call the fire brigade? He said his friend Ben Wilson, 32, who also lives in Chelsea Court, was in stitches. He thought he was just cracking jokes at first.
This is definitely not from America.
I could see this happening with us and me being up there telling you guys, call the fire department. I'm not being funny. I'm stuck.
And then I would be at the bottom going, hey, Steve, there's a bunch of centipedes crawling up the tree.
Oh, man, that's messed up.
They're coming towards you.
He actually had to yell for another resident in the area to come out.
Because his friends wouldn't help
the emergency services.
Those are good friends.
His friend said, as soon as
they're,
I realized...
Dude, they're just laughing so hard.
They're like, no, you put yourself in this situation, you're going to
get
yourself out.
He says, as soon as I realized he wasn't joking, I couldn't call the fire brigade. I was too busy laughing to make the phone call.
Yep.
So finally a neighbor came out, and even then...
The neighbor who watched
the situation from his bedroom window had to compose himself before he could make the call because he was in tears as well. By the time the fire brigade arrived, he'd been stuck up there for about 20 minutes.
Good.
So amazing. He never got the helicopter.
I hope he learned his lesson.
The crew of four firefighters used a ladder to reach him and rescue him and grab the helicopter.
Oh, nice. How do you say a face after that? You're like a...
Oh, you don't.
Thank you for rescuing me from that tree.
Yeah.
Tree of death.
Yeah. Gosh, dude.
That's hard. That's
I feel
hard
so to... bad for this guy.
I don't
That's
feel
exactly
bad,
what man. Happens with all friends, because you cry wolf so many times that, or crack so many jokes
right.
that everybody thinks you're just having fun, and you're like, I'm serious, bro! Call the fire department! I'm stuck in a tree!
Call the brigade!
The brigade, I like that. Can we start calling things like
yes.
the way British people call things?
Stitches, I'm in stitches.
That's
pretty
awesome.
The friendship squadron.
Ooh, the friendship squadron!
Hey, where's my friend squad?
I'm keeping that for something.
You're stuck in a tree.
505.
Call DFS.
You're telling me a 53-year-old man got stuck up 30 feet.
That's pretty high, dude. You would die from that height.
You would not
die.
If
you fell.
You might break a leg.
What?
Maybe.
I'm willing, from that high, if you fell wrong.
If you fell on your face and your neck cracked, then yes, you would die. But I don't think he would fall and be like, I'm going to hit my face.
Right.
Head first.
Swan dive.
I'm just saying, that's high. I'm that guy that's afraid of heights. Like, I can climb up anything, but the second I have to look down,
nice.
I'm toast. I would be the guy having to call the fire department.
How tall you think those telephone poles are? They're probably about 30 feet high.
No, they've got to be at least 30 feet high.
Well, I know my dad growing up, he was trying to impress this girl. So he's like, hey, guess what?
Best thing.
Guess what, lady? Guess what I'm going to do?
I'm going to climb this.
So he climbed to a third story. And jumped out.
No!
Yes!
Jumped out of a window?
He jumped out of a window.
And he lived to tell this story? Children, if you're listening, do not
repeat
this.
And he completely broke his leg and the girl ran away.
You mean to tell me your dad said, in his mind, he said, crap, I gotta impress this girl.
Hey, you do crazy stuff to impress
women.
No,
listen, this is what he said in his mind. I gotta impress this girl. Maybe if I show her how awesome I am at jumping, it'll work. Yeah, that sounds right. That's what I used to do in fifth grade. All the girls like me in fifth grade. I'm gonna do this. Except I gotta up the ante. I usually jump from like 10 feet. I could do 30 feet. I could do three stories. That'll impress her. And then after that, I'll show her my karate kicks.
She was not impressed.
I'm just saying, hey.
Hey, watch how fast I can run. You'll go on a date?
That's the power of love right there. Or not love, because he didn't get the girl.
He didn't.
Can we start trying to impress people
legs.
Like that?
Yeah.
You think that's impressive?
All right.
Watch me do this kick. Wah! I'm 30 years old.
Oh, man.
I can do a handstand.
This sounds like an amazing question for Facebook. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio.
What's the dumbest thing
you've done to impress the opposite sex?
Immediately the phone lit up.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hey. I want to just...
Oh, the phone hung up.
Did it?
Yeah.
You still there, RJ?
Yes.
Oh, he's still there. It sounded like it did.
I thought we lost you.
I know. It just sounds weird now. Okay. Go ahead, RJ.
Okay. Why is Simba dead?
Say that one more time.
Why is Simba dead?
Why is Simba dead?
Because all of those...
Hyena.
Wait, no, that was Mufasa.
That was Mufasa.
Dang.
Why?
Because he couldn't move Mufasa.
Hey, RJ. Yes. Have you ever done something kind of dumb to impress anyone?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I don't remember, but I just know I did.
He knows that he's done it.
Must have been pretty impressive. It was
impressive.
Your memory skills.
Thank you. Thanks, RJ. Static!
What up, dudes? Good morning.
Shane! I knew you'd come
dude, I
through.
Love your show, man. You guys just make me happy, dude. That's all I must say.
Dude, I miss Shane.
Yeah, Shane's a good
dude. What's up, Shane? It's David.
Hi. David Myers in studio
up,
with
brother?
Us.
Dude, so I did something to impress the opposite sex. That was crazy.
What? I want to hear it.
I wanted it to work, and I was in California, and she was in New Mexico. So I, in 30 minutes, decided to move to New Mexico. I packed up a cooler full of food out of my fridge, gave away all my earthly possessions minus some clothes, packed my truck, and in 45 minutes moved to New Mexico.
Oh my gosh.
And that was September 11, 2006. We're married. Just had our 5-year wedding anniversary. And we've got 2 great kids.
Dude.
Yes.
So that's the story, dude.
But you didn't try to jump 3 stories to impress.
It's pretty amazing. Whatever, he jumped like 3 states. He wins.
Oh! Boom! 3 states, baby.
3 states in 45 minutes.
You win.
Wait.
You win so far.
I got to be honest. I'm really kind of glad it was 3 states and not 3 stories.
Yeah, because that's just crazy.
Dude, you guys have an amazing day, man.
You
I
too,
love
buddy.
You,
bud.
Love
see
you,
Shane.
Right,
let it... Oh, Shane. That's pretty impressive. He moved 3 states. Maybe 3. Let's see, actually. It's
I
just
have done
let's see, California,
would,
and then you
I
go
would
Arizona.
Never move 3 states away.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
How
Who
many
does
states
that?
How many states Dummies. Away are you now?
Oh, God, like 6.
Yeah, you just had to drive, and you drove all the way from Iowa to get here.
Straight through.
Straight through.
With 4 kids.
How many?
To impress my wife.
Man, I've done some really dumb stuff. I can't, there's so much of it I can't, like, think of one thing. Let me think for a minute.
I remember for my birthday, I had all my buddies over, and then this girl I was crushing on big time. And we were all out in the park just screwing around, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and me and my buddy were doing like a dunk competition.
Oh my God.
And so I'm like, "Hey, I'm going to call her over here and I'm going to let her watch me." Do a slam,
I'm gonna
a slam
let
dunk.
Her watch
I will
me.
Allow
I'm gonna
her
let her
to
watch
see
me.
My awesome.
Let me do
champion.
A slam dunk.
Let's be honest.
So I go up. I'm like, hey. Her name was Hannah. I'm like, hey, Hannah, check this out. So I go up for this super cool slam. I'm like, take a picture, and totally hit the ball on the front of the rim.
Bonk.
I packed myself and I landed on the back of my neck.
Oh!
Needless to say, we're married 14 years later. We got 8
Except
kids.
Except not. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. What's the stupidest thing you've ever done to impress the
Come
opposite
on.
Sex?
Everybody here has something stupid they've done to impress somebody.
Yeah.
Call me.
It's oh, yeah. It doesn't even have to be for the opposite sex. How many times have we done stupid things to impress a boss?
Yes.
Or to impress, like, a coworker? It could be trying to impress a label. Did you guys ever go out of your way to, like, as a band, to do anything crazy
it
or outlandish?
Like anything
to...
we tried just didn't work.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No. Yeah. We tried to be a
I'm
band.
With you.
Yeah.
We tried to be a band to impress a bunch of labels, and it didn't work.
It's okay. Someday you're going to make a great DJ on radio.
Oh, my
You've
gosh.
Got lots of great stories.
Get over it.
Static.
Yes, it's Winona.
Hey, Winona.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. How are you doing?
Well, I have a story that it deals with my stepdad trying to impress my mom.
Oh, no.
And what he did was he took us down to Phoenix to a motel and just a good weekend trip. Well, he went crazy enough to crawl up to the 4th story of the motel and jump into the pool.
No!
Yes.
Is he okay?
Was he okay?
And when he hit the pool, he belly flopped.
Oh! Game over.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. That's quite stupidly impressive.
He belly flopped on purpose? Hold on, did he belly flop on purpose?
No.
Wow. Thanks for the call, Winona.
That's amazing.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
Carpenter.
Hey,
I haven't called in a while, but it's kind of hard to call when you're driving and you're rolling on the floor of your truck.
Yeah.
Dangerous, guys. Absolutely dangerous.
I apologize. This show, yeah, we should have a caution, a little warning, a little disclaimer.
Disclaimer. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, I got another thing, but first I want to say, have you guys checked on poor Mitch lately?
Yeah, she's good.
She's here.
All right. Because I know what's really wrong. She's not really sick. She's just very heartbroken, sad. Mateo's leaving us.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves, and she's not going to make it, man.
I would believe that.
Steve-o and Steve-o in the morning. That's going to be it.
I know. I would believe that, too, except she hates me.
All right, well, my embarrassing moment was back when I was 14 years old, and I was bulletproof.
Of course.
You know, back in the 80s, early 80s. And I was out riding my BMX bike in the park with my friends. There were a couple of cute girls with us, you know, and I was going to be super cool. So I bunny hopped this trash can. Y'all know bunny hopping is when you jump with the bike at the same time and it stays with you.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I clear it. No problem. Yeah, I'm cool. So I do it again. I'm super cool. The third time, tire smacks the trash can, throws me on the ground. I smack my head, crack my collarbone completely in two pieces, and I end up in a hospital.
Wow.
God, I don't think I ever saw that girl again.
Yeah. Amazing. Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys, you have a blessed morning.
You too, man.
What do you think's going through the girl's mind? You think they're thinking, they're like,
this might be the one.
This is not going to work, but maybe if it does, I'll consider it.
Yeah.
Do you think they're really thinking that? They're like, well, if he can jump really high, maybe he's husband material.
Well, and it doesn't even have to be the opposite sex. I remember when I was a kid. And I wanted to impress, like, the older kids.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, man. We had, like, this sleepover type thing. And it was, like, I was the youngest one. And there's the older kids. And the older kids had dip.
Oh.
And they were like,
Was it French onion?
Have you ever?
Was it cheese dip? Was it nacho?
Oh.
Was it chipotle green chili?
I'm talking about chewing tobacco.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was
in
like,
the South, we call that gum.
Well, I wanted to be cool because all the older kids, they were like, you know, smoking. But that was crazy because I'm like, no, that's stupid. I would never do that.
Smoking is satanic.
But then they're like, yeah, man. Well, there's this thing with dipping. You dip? And I'm like, psh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, I do, man. I've been dipping. Watch me do this dip.
Watch me.
No, not dancing.
Yeah.
You can dance? No.
Obviously not. All right. So they give me this little pouch, and it's the easy one. It's the easy kind. I'm like, yeah, refresh my memory again, like how I do that. It's been so long. It's rare I get to the grocery store without my mom, right? I'm serious. I was like 14, 13, 14. I don't remember, 13, 14. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm dipping. I put the dip in my mouth, and I'm hanging out, and 20 minutes go by, and I notice everybody else has these little cups, and they're, like, spitting in them. And I'm like, oh.
You're swallowing it. Oh, my gosh.
You threw up so
this
bad.
This whole time, I've been sucking on it like a Jolly Rancher.
Oh, my God.
So, like, 20 minutes later, I was like, is it a...
This is why you don't like the Sandlot.
Is it warm in here? Is anybody else...
This is why you don't like the Sandlot.
I'm going to sit down, you guys, just real quick. And I just remember sitting on the couch and looking at the TV in front of me. And all of a sudden the TV starts doing this number where it starts like wobbling back and forth and nothing is actually right. And I'm like, I can't
believe right now.
Different.
I feel like I'm living in a lap of luxury. What's happening?
Oh, God. Dude, I... don't think I've ever thrown up so much in my entire life.
Right?
That was my first and last experience ever trying to impress anybody with chewing tobacco.
Oh, my God.
I can't even, like, look at it anymore without thinking back to that day and throwing up at least
That's
one
amazing.
Kidney. I think I lost a few organs that night due yep. to, yeah.
Good grief.
It's stupid what we do to try and impress others. And it, like I said, it's not even the opposite sex. That was just, like, the older kids.
Right.
And it wasn't peer pressure because they weren't like, yeah, hey, try this. It was just one of those, like, yeah, man, no, I'm cool. I do that all the time.
That's awesome.
It was disgusting. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we got some new music from the Civil Wars and more of this here show. You can get your comments in. Dumbest thing you've ever done to impress somebody. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O, Mateo, and David.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Fun for the whole family. On Static Radio.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
I like them claps there, David Myers.
Thank you.
David Myers of Iowa.
That's right. Pastor Myers to you.
Pastor Myers. Man.
That sounds like a dairy farm.
Pastor Myers. Pastor Myers.
There was a...
Respect the title, boys.
A bitter war between Duncan Hines
respect
and Pastor Myers.
Bishop, Reverend, Pastor, Brother.
Oh, man. It's weird.
Overseer it Myers.
It's pretty amazing.
So weird.
It's pretty amazing.
But it is what it is.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mateo with you.
Hey.
Pray for Mitch. She is in the other room not feeling well.
Guys, she's sick.
Here's the scary thing. In a serious note, she just got back from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. She was out there for a couple weeks. Sadly, one of the kids on the trip, E. coli.
E. coli.
Is that where you get, like, the stuff in your eye?
No, dude. That's
and
like
it starts
where...
starts oozing?
No, well,
E. coli?
No, that's
E. coli?
Called, no, that's called pink eye. E.
that's called eye boogers.
Yeah. E. coli.
E. coli. Okay.
E. coli.
I thought it was
is,
E. coli.
Is that the stuff you get from chickens?
Man,
fecal.
I don't know. I
is
don't
it
get
fecal?
Diseases.
I don't know.
I don't get sick, bro. I don't know.
There's
no,
all,
that's
there's
salmonella.
Like, salmon, yes. I think it's like
no,
that.
No, that comes from salmon.
Man, you guys are confusing me.
I don't know. I don't
I'm just
know.
Saying.
But a kid on the trip got E. coli.
She didn't wash her hands after the bathroom
Kelly,
in
her
Mexico.
Husband, has been sick for days.
Yeah. Do they know if he has it yet?
They don't
know.
It takes like a couple days to find out. And now Mitch is like not Ooh. Doing well. So please pray for my co-host because, Mateo, you leave on Sunday.
Yes.
Heading back to Nashville.
Taking the good vibes home.
Yeah. And Monday, Steve-O and Mitch, hopefully back to normal. However,
we
she needs
know.
Prayer.
We don't know.
Yeah. And if she's not feeling better by Monday, I'm going to blame you guys who prayed because obviously your prayers weren't strong enough.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow.
There is a rating system for prayers.
That's biblical, right?
Some prayers are rated.
I'm totally joking.
Some prayers
Somebody's
are
gonna
rated.
Somebody's going to take that seriously. I forget.
Somebody is composing an email. Okay.
All right. You know what?
You just crossed
Studio
the line, buddy.
At mystaticradio.com.
You said prayers are rated, and the only thing that's rated is movies. And... TV, and you're stupid.
Video games also
and here's
rated.
And I'm not trying to judge you, but here's a verse that judges you, because that's what I'm doing. No judgment, but you're stupid.
Here's the thing. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Stephanie just posted a photo that if we can get our hands on this, I'm pretty sure, Mateo, you would stay forever.
It is a space bed.
It's a space bed. It looks like a
bed. I don't
bed
even know
that
how,
just
how this thing works.
That
floats
thing, into the atmosphere.
It is a
huh?
time machine.
Atmosphere,
it's got to be.
If you will.
It just, oh, come on.
Yeah, it just floats into
is
the
Is that
atmosphere.
The flux capacitor in the bed?
I think so.
Yes, it is.
You guys
got
to check this out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is a bed that, I guess, floats down.
I'm freaking out. How
up.
Does it do
it
that?
It floats from the ceiling and goes...
We were talking about ways to get Mateo here, and we got this house. We have a guest room now in our new house.
Nice.
Exciting, right? There's a desk in there. There's no... We don't have a bed or anything. So this
he sleeps
been
on the desk?
Sleeping
I've
on
been
the
sleeping
floor.
On that desk, man. I scooted the computer out of the way. I was like, out of the way, Apple. I don't care how good you are.
Yep.
And then I just slept on the
so
desk.
So if we just had like a futon or something, I'm just saying. Or this floating bed. That's pretty much the best way to keep
Mateo
here forever. So, yeah, but in seriousness, please pray for Mitch. She's not feeling well. Mateo here for the day. David, hanging out with us? Now, you're driving back to Iowa.
I am.
How far a drive is
grief.
That?
21 hours.
Oh, so you and Nick, like, taking turns or what?
We did on this trip coming back here because we drove literally straight through.
Golly, man.
We stopped for gas and for potty breaks. I have four children.
Yeah, I was going to say. So 21 hours, was that with all the potty breaks, or that was like what Google Maps said, and then you're like, liars, 27 hours later?
Right. No, we actually made it in 19.
Nice!
And
that's why God invented Gatorade
that's
bottles.
That's why God invented Dramamine.
The Cadillac of the van bottle, if you will. That's what Gatorade bottles are called in the House of Heroes van. You'll hear somebody go, anybody got a Cadillac? I'm the only one that sounds Southern when I say it, though.
Yeah,
everybody
this
else
is, true.
Is like, anyone have a Cadillac? Super proper Northerner, very, very smart.
This is true. This is true. Oh, man. I love it. Road life. So both of you guys, band life for many moons for you there,
many
David.
Moons. Yeah.
And then Mateo, he's still living the band life.
Living a dream.
Are there times like that where you really do have to get to a destination?
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, we do not have time to pull
yeah,
off
absolutely. Or... The kings of that, probably the wedding.
The wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Those dudes. Well, you know. And they hate driving overnight. So they're all like... They're like making bet, or they're like, please, if you take my overnight driving shift, I will pay you $20. And then the guy after that's like, wait, if you take mine, I'll give you $20 too. We toured with them, and at one point they were going to offer me $120 to seriously, I'm not no exaggerating. They were going to offer me that to drive overnight. It was like a 12-hour
drive. For one night?
For one night. And I thought about it so hard.
Why didn't you?
Because it's the wedding! You would be in that van, and then something terrible would happen. They would pee in a Coke and be like, hey, Matt, try this Fresca.
It's true.
We'll give you $100 to try it.
See, in here, I was thinking bad things happen, like... knife, what is that called when your trailer, like, total
jackknifes,
or you've never had any crazy incidences
yet,
like that.
Please,
yet.
Please, Lord.
Yet. So, what about you? Any crazy, like, hey, we were on the road, and all of a sudden, our trailer was driving right along next to us.
Well, speaking of the wedding.
Okay.
We went on a tour with these guys, and...
it seems like you just shouldn't tour with the wedding. That
we
sounds
bought,
like what should happen.
I bought a van. Okay, conversion van with like captain seats.
Oh, of course.
This thing was money. It's all like plush on the inside, like 1970s style. It was legit.
Sounds amazing. So,
so I buy this van, and we buy this goofy like converted horse trailer. Mm. Literally.
Yes.
For our gear.
Yeah.
We get not even to Grants. And we're driving up a hill. We're trying to get to Phoenix. This is the first date of the tour. We're trying to get to Phoenix, not even to Grants. The engine explodes!
Really?
Like, engulfed in flames, explodes, smoke everywhere, and we're like, no way.
This happened.
This happened. So we had to come back here.
Wow.
A church heard about what happened, let us borrow their church van for the rest of the tour.
Oh, that's cool.
Totally cool. And that thing worked like a champion.
Right.
But we still have this converted horse trailer. So we get to... I don't know. We play the first show, whatever. We get to, I think, Amarillo, somewhere in Texas.
Okay.
And we stop for, like, coffee, right? And we're like, oh, yeah, well, the money is in the trailer, so let's go grab it.
Oh.
So we walk to the back of the trailer. The door is gone. There's no door on the back of the trailer. It's gone. But all of our stuff was packed so tight that it was all there.
No way.
Yes.
So you had driven all that way without the door...
No, it had broke off the hinges and had fallen.
Oh, thank God.
And
I thought
just,
you meant like somehow on the road,
no,
all of a sudden you just lost the door.
It was just scraping against the floor or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, tour life. Kids, this is what you have to look forward to when you decide, hey, I want to be a rock star. This is what it's really like, okay? Stop watching the MTV Music Awards.
Exactly.
Stop watching all, whatever.
Well, but then again, neither of our bands really ever hit it.
It's true.
Yeah, but this is the life of most bands. If there was a reality TV show, they only follow like the super successful bands.
Yeah.
So because of that, that's like the 1% of bands that actually make it.
A lot of bands have like... crazy accidents.
Right.
Waverly, we were super blessed. Nothing ever happened.
Right.
We had like...
That's why the band really broke up.
The worst thing that ever happened.
We did good so far. Let's just call it a day.
Let's not jinx this.
The worst thing that ever happened was I rammed the trailer into a... like we were staying at this... in some of our friends in California, this really nice like gated community.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I ran... It was super late. I had driven through L.A., crazy traffic... Well, not traffic, just crazy drivers.
Right.
In the middle of the night. And then we get to Thousand Oaks, and I just rammed the wheel well of the trailer into, like, the little guard shack thing.
No!
Yeah, the cement poles that are around the... I just went, boom! And it, like, bent the axle. That was the worst thing that ever happened.
How can you say nothing bad ever happened? That's awful!
Well, but it was... Nobody was hurt.
Okay.
And it was fixed the next day.
Oh, okay.
You know? We rented, like, a U-Haul... And took it up to our show and then came back and our trailer was fixed.
See, right. This sounds like reasons why I'm glad I never, ever, ever did that.
It was so stupid. I felt like an idiot. We were at a complete stop and then I just pressed the gas.
Wham!
It was like a transformer was trying to pull the trailer off the van. It was like, boom! And then we just went,
oh, man.
Up the hill and it was like, ah. Oh. But it seems like that stuff, it happens, and you look at it, and you're like, oh, we'll deal with it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's just go
because you're so exhausted, yeah. And then you go to bed. Yeah, exactly.
Such good stories touring. But you know what else I heard?
What?
This is a good statistic.
Yes.
Less than 4% of all bands formed ever get to tour.
No way.
Yeah.
Less than 4%.
If you do get to tour, it's a good thing.
Wow.
It's a lucky thing.
Blech. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
4%?
So even though we like, and I'm speaking for my band, we were like huge.
Right.
We were all right.
Yeah.
We did it for 12 years.
Yeah.
Played all this stuff, played these shows and these festivals and these tours. It was cool. But we weren't like superstars, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we toured. So I could say, we were successful.
See, that's very, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Hanging out with David Myers and Mateo.
Hey.
It's fun, dude.
Good morning.
Good morning.
David.
Meow, meow, meow.
Mateo.
Hey.
I got a bunch of guests in studio.
Yeah, you do. Like 20 of them.
Matt Lott from House of Heroes / Waverly.
Hola.
R.I.P. Waverly.
R.I.P. baby.
David Myers from Old Man Shattered. R.I.P. Old Man Shattered.
That's right.
R.I.P. OMS.
Hey, we had some responses on the Facebook about trying to do stupid stuff to impress people.
Stupid things to impress people. A dude jumped out of a third-story window to impress a girl. That would be David's dad. Didn't work.
Well.
Dumbest thing you've ever done to impress someone.
Can you read them over there? Can you see them?
Yeah,
there they are.
Wow.
Joshua Whosoever Takers Chasers. What?
Longest Facebook name in history.
He said, I jumped a bike... with my bike, but guess what?
What? Chicken butt.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Broke leg, a lot of scratches, for nothing. The girl ended up with another guy. What?
3 months later.
And he ended up in bed for 3 months.
That's what it was.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Michael Harvey says, to impress a girl, I ran up a couple stories.
What is the deal with these feats of athleticism? Man. All I got to do is jump over the sky and she'll
He said he started to celebrate too soon and fell. He was okay, but his pride was hurt.
Oh.
All right, so I have a story.
Okay. Yes.
This isn't like anything like I tried to do cool. This was just to save face and because I was... All right, so sixth grade.
Oh, no.
Man, girls.
Yeah, of course. They, sixth grade.
They wreck your world.
Of course they do.
So I'm crushing on this other girl, sixth grade.
Dang, dude.
And we were at lunch and I actually... was sitting with her.
Right? Okay.
And I was so stoked.
That's a big deal in sixth grade.
And so I'm like, hey, I got to go wash my hands, you know, and stuff. And so I went to the bathroom, washed my hands, and I blew my nose.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And
no!
I totally missed the Kleenex, and it landed on my shirt.
No!
So I go back out to
yes.
To go
you didn't
flirt.
Know?
No, yes. I didn't know.
This
no.
is awesome.
So I go
it's
to
awful.
I go to flirt with the girl, and I'm like, hey, you know, we're just talking, whatever. And she's got this disgusted look on her face. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And she's like, what is on your shirt? And I'm like, I look down, and I'm like, oh, that's just from lunch. So I got it.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
And I ate it.
No!
to prove to her that it was from lunch.
No, this is lunch. See, I'll prove it. Watch me eat this.
Watch me eat this lunch because it's so lunchable.
Knowing that she, if you would have just wiped it off with a napkin, either way, she would have been like, yeah, I appreciate a clean dude.
Nope, I ate it.
Oh, man.
Straight up.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. Stupidest thing you've ever done to impress someone. Doesn't have to be the opposite sex. It could be a boss. It could be anyone, really. I chewed dip when I was like 12 because I wanted to impress all the bigger
I was
older
eating
boys.
Boogers. You were chewing dip.
Ugh, I was throwing
what
up.
What were you doing, Matthew?
Doing.
Saving lives. Anytime I had to impress somebody, I'd be like, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you in a perilous situation. I'm going to gather your friends around you, and I'm going to save your life.
Wow.
Life debt.
Well, life debt.
That's yes. crazy.
This is like a Wookiee life debt.
Tell them about the time I like, saved you, man.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
We were all at the beach water park. Remember the beach water park?
I do.
Yep, yep. And so there's this really... really attractive girl that Mateo was into. And I had just eaten pizza. And, you know, the warning, don't go in the pool for
right,
an hour.
Right, right.
Mateo throws me into the deep end, and I start trying to, like, paddle. So I'm trying to paddle, but then I get
and
this
And by the way, when
because
he says throw, I picked him up.
He picked me up and threw me. Threw me into the wave pool.
How
deep
long ago
in.
Was this?
This was 3 weeks ago at
yeah.
least.
So... and I started cramping up because I had just
right.
eaten, and that's against the rules of life that we know and adhere to.
Yes.
I start cramping up,
yes.
and he waited, and he kept saying, Hey, girl!
Hey, look
girl!
At me! Y'all
look,
watch
girl!
Me do it!
Look at me, girl!
Get that girl's attention!
Look, girl! And they finally got her attention, and Mateo dove in, grabbed me, picked
yep.
me up,
yep.
swam me back to shore,
yep. nice.
And then performed CPR mouth-to-mouth,
booyah.
And I boom.
Really?
Pizza all
lived.
Over him, and she walked away.
She walked away. And then yeah. my wife walked up and said, what are you doing? I was like, nothing. Nothing. I thought you were on tour.
Facebook.com.
She was like, I've been here
radio.
All day.
Did I tell you about saving my daughter?
What? No.
Totally saving her life.
Wait,
are
is
you
this
serious?
For real?
This is for real?
For real. Okay, pizza story, not
Give
so much.
Give him some dramatic music.
Oh, dramatic music.
Superman.
Well, what
You've got to hear this story.
Okay, all right. I want to hear it.
All right,
oh
so
my gosh.
We moved to Iowa.
Right.
This brand new, not brand new, but new to us house, 150-year-old house.
Yeah.
Nicole and I were upstairs. We're watching a movie. The big kids are in school. The littles are running around
the
playing.
Littles.
Do you remember the cartoon?
No.
Okay. We got to stay on this.
So I hear them laughing and playing in the we're watching a movie, and I hear the you know them playing
yeah.
in the background. Well, all of a sudden, I don't hear anything.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, silence is not a good thing when you have children.
Right.
No, it's not.
So I get up, and I walk to the hallway, and Sawyer, my youngest, is standing in the hallway with this horrid look on her
face.
Oh,
no.
And I'm like, sweetie, what's wrong? And she lost it. She's 2 years old, but she knew something instinctively was wrong. And in the back of her cry, I hear a very muffled scream. Like, scream. And I'm like, oh, my God, Charlie, she's trapped. Like, I was thinking in a closet or under a bed or
right.
something. And so I run down the hallway, okay? And I'm listening for her scream. And I run past the laundry room and the washing machine is on.
Oh, my gosh!
And out. And I look at it and I'm like, oh. And I'm thinking, Nicole's just washing laundry. There's no way. So I go into Jacob's room and then I think, I better just check.
Oh, no.
And so I go in and I kneel down next to the washing machine and I'm like, this is crazy. But I'm looking for something like weird, like a foot or a hand, like something out of the ordinary.
Because it's spinning.
It's spinning. Water, clothes, like it's in cycle. And I'm like, this is stupid. So I get up to leave and I hear her scream again. She's inside!
Whoa!
She's inside the washing machine. So now I'm like freaking out. I'm like, Nicole!
Did you not rip the door off?
I was trying to, but it's in cycle, and so it's locked.
Oh, these locking washing machines.
And so I cut the power, and I opened the door, and she was folded in there like a taco. And she falls into my arms. She's bleeding,
oh.
and she's soaking wet.
Charlie?
Charlie!
Oh.
How did she get in there?
And so I grab her, and of course she's freaking out.
Well, yeah.
And so I calm her down, and the water was hot. How long does it take for the cycle to start, for water to go in, and for it to get hot? She was in there for a good while. And so I'm like, oh my God.
I'm only laughing because I know she's okay. This is the worst parent story I've ever heard in my life.
And so we calm her down, and she's like, Daddy, the water started to get so hot. And I was like, baby, I'm so sorry.
Oh my
And then she's like, Daddy, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to take a normal bath, not a spin bath. What had happened is we bought this new washer, and to the kids, it's a new toy. It's something they've never seen before.
Brand new.
So Charlie got in, Sawyer shut the door, and pressed some button.
That 2-year-old Sawyer is evil.
That's why I don't trust Brody!
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
So I saved her life.
You did save her life.
I did.
You know what's crazy is Charlie on Lost, who Charlie's named after, didn't make it. He put his hand against the glass and it was like, not the boat or whatever he was trying to tell Desmond.
Yeah.
And then,
gone. Good grief. What? Don't name
his
kid Charlie,
named
number one.
Sawyer and Charlie. Think about this.
I get it.
All right?
Okay,
my son is Jacob, and my other daughter's Alex.
Here's the problem with me.
All characters
I got
from Lost.
Yeah. Three episodes
dogs
into Lost and stopped watching it.
Are you kidding me?
No, I couldn't get into it.
You didn't get through Lost?
I know. Weird, huh?
You're crazy.
Dude.
Two things about your story. Number one, I'm so glad she's okay.
Me too.
Number two, about a quarter way through the story, I was imagining it, and everybody turned into a Pixar character in my head. I don't know why that happened, but like it was when you said I ran down the hallway. You turned into like Mr. Incredible, and you're going boom, boom,
yes,
boom, boom, down the hallway.
Isn't that nuts?
That is nuts.
Okay.
Kids, man.
I just realized I'm still playing the Superman music, but I don't know why I am, because your daughter climbed into a washing machine.
That's right. So, you know Jory, our buddy Jory.
Oh, yeah.
He hears about this. He calls me immediately. He's like, dude, let's just ask the obvious question here.
Right.
Is your house haunted?
Right.
Yes. Yes.
It's a 150-year-old house in Iowa that looks like the Amityville Horror House.
The ghost was like,
and your daughter thought it would be wise to climb into a washing machine while you guys were watching
True
The
story.
Ring. I'm just kidding.
No, that's the thing about ghosts, man. They're like, all right, look, if you see a new piece of technology come in here, remember, number three. Number one is, you don't cool them off during the day.
Right.
Number two, you show up at night so they can't sleep.
Right.
Number three. Any new technology, you shove them in there. It's gonna kill them. It's a new technology. It looks sleek and clean, but on the inside, it will kill you.
I am so glad Charlie's okay. I love that little girl.
Fine.
Man!
Good grief alive.
I need to get on Facebook, apparently, because these are the stories I miss out on by not having a Facebook account.
No, man, don't do it, man. You're living life. You're free.
You're
off the grid, baby.
I'm living lap of luxury.
I'm living lap of luxury.
I am. Not on the grid.
Bubbles.
Wow. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to hang out with us.
I can't.
That wins.
The closest
or
thing
loses,
I got,
actually.
Yeah.
I said wins. I meant loses.
The closest story I have to that is when we were little. It rarely snowed in Mississippi, but there was one winter that it snowed a lot. And me and my little sister, Allison, I have two younger sisters, Allison being the youngest one. We were walking around, just hanging out, playing Harriet the Spy in the yard. Because Allison was Harriet the Spy, and I was the senior spy trying to give her instruction.
Of course.
Obviously, she couldn't do it right.
And of then course.
We're walking around. I noticed that there's this tree with a lot of snow on it, and I thought, in my brother-like mind, if I make her stand under this tree, I can more than likely dump a lot of snow on her, and she'll never know it. So she stood under the tree. I said, Allison, stand right there. And she's like, okay.
Right.
And she stood there, and I said, don't move. She's like, okay. And
right.
then I shook the tree, and like feet of snow went on top of her. And I walked away, being the good brother that I am, just walked off, and she was like, thanks.
What?
That's closest I could get.
But she's obviously okay.
Oh, she's fine. Allison's awesome. Allison
Man,
is the smartest one of our,
I'm a
of
big
our
brother.
Little family.
I'm a jerk. Like, I think back, and I'm so glad that my little brother and little sister, who are now bigger and taller than me, have not destroyed me.
Dude, your brother is huge.
Yeah. Yeah, I was the oldest. I was the jerky older brother. And the guy was like, we'll see how this works out when you're older. I'm the runt. I am the shortest. My baby sister is like 6 feet tall, and I'm sitting here at 5'10", like, thanks, Mexican mom with 5'2 jeans. All right, sweet. I got those.
Nice.
My brother and sister got my dad's 6'5", 240
Your brother's
white man
like a
jeans.
Freaking gladiator.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It was the revenge. This is just a natural way of things.
The revenge Big of brother's, the sis.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You're welcome. Copyright Mateo 2013. I say funny jokes all the time a lot.
You really do, which is why I'm sad.
That's the name of my company. I say funny jokes all the time a lot. Incorporated.
Well, it's just about that time.
Guys, this has been a heroic 3 weeks.
It really has.
I feel like we all learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we all matured a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And probably we all got a little bit lazier and fatter.
Mm. Let's be honest, people. Now that it's coming to a close, you're really bummed. It's okay to be sad.
To be sad.
We have a new segment to the end of the show called What'd You Learn?
Mm.
David, I'll let you go first. What'd you learn today?
What did I learn? I learned that you can put red chili and bacon on a donut.
You can.
It'd be phenomenal.
Yeah. I've learned that as well. Yeah, I learned that as well. Tao, what'd you learn today?
I learned that David's house is haunted and the ghosts hate his family. Also, beer can house.
Beer can house.
Enough said.
Yep.
Let's see. I learned that for some reason, most people, when trying to impress a girl or really just anybody,
yeah,
they decide that feats of strength
are
the go-to way to impress people. And by feats of strength, I mean jumping out of a third-story window, trying to run up an escalator.
Escalator.
You know, just karate kicking. Nothing.
Watch this.
I think I've learned today that no matter what you do to try and impress someone, it's always going to end with broken bones or vomiting. So,
yes.
Speaking of vomiting, pray for Mitch, because I've learned that
what did Mitch do to try to impress someone?
She drank the water in Mexico. It's what I'm willing to bet.
Hey, check this out.
Everybody said, don't drink the water in Mexico. And she said, I'll show them. And boom. She learned them good.
Famous last words of
she
a redneck.
She learned them good.
Watch this. Hey, check this out.
Famous last words. Watch this.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you'd like to chime in on any of the topics of the day, they'll be here throughout said day. And if you missed any part of the morning show, MyStaticRadio.com/morning, so you can podcast the final day of Mateo.
Goodbye, New Mexico.
It's going to be sad. And of course, David,
goodbye,
here and gone.
Goodbye, New Mexico.
Here and gone. You were here for a day.
Well, I was actually technically here for a week and a half.
That's true. That's true.
But here at the studio.
Right, right. So it's one of those sad days where we actually have a realization that...
And thanks for having me, New Mexico. You stay classy. Meanwhile, I'm going to go back to Nashville, live the dream. I'm going to go tour in a van with some of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see the country.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play cool rock shows in front of people. I'm going to go home and see my sweet kitty cat Panda. Yeah. I haven't seen her in 3 weeks. I can't wait to see her.
Here's a cat named Panda.
She's not going to remember me.
I'm missing you less and less already.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to probably see my wife for a couple days, but she'll go out on tour too, so who knows?
Wow.
And then I'm going to think about my time in the Land of Enchantment.
Uh-huh, and how you miss it.
I'm going to remember, man, there were no trees out there.
I got to be honest.
These trees here are awesome.
Come on, be real. You know you loved this place.
I'm going to think, man, this is what a real thunderstorm is like.
Mm-hmm.
Steve-O would be crying in the corner right now. And I would throw centipedes on him.
I give it a solid 2 weeks before you're back.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to wager?
You know what? I'll wager you your job.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
On the we line. Should call it Wagerly.
Okay. And with that...
That's it for us. I'll see you guys again Monday. David, Mateo, love you guys.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you guys later.